listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
You might think you've peeped the scene. You haven't. This one's far too mean. The watered-down one, the one you know, was made up centuries ago. They made it sound all whack and corny. Yes, it's awful, blasted boring. Twisted fiction, sick addiction. Well, gather round, children. Zip it, listen.
Can we get much higher? Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen. Yes, we can.
And welcome to National Kanye Day. Valentine. I'm sorry.
Are you sure?
I mean, hey, you know what? I just want to love Karen as much as Kanye loves Kanye. And
ooh, that's some love right there.
You guys should be able to tell from the voice that you heard at the beginning of the show. We have Nicki Minaj on from My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. We have Nick Ju on from What's the Tea? What's going on, superstar?
Hello, Twitter. Internet. No, what's up, everybody? Hello.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Good to see you guys too.
Ready to chop up the broccoli on these baboons.
On the snatcheration.
Exactly. Exactly.
You smell me.
I'm trying to fidelity. I don't know what that.
I'm just gonna enumerate while I evaluate the shimming.
it's so lovely to see you. And we had Reggie on last week.
I know he was out here cheating, just all publicly and in the open.
and we were trying to get Nick Ju on too, but she had prior obligations, but we never gonna let that stop us from having our time, so we had to get Nick Ju on anyway to talk.
Happy. I thought I had just missed out.
I feel like it's good luck though, because we had Reggie on, and as we booked that show, the formation dropped.
Yes, he was a perfect guest for that too.
Yes, he was.
We did our first edgeless podcast. It was cool. The whole episode was brought to you by Lace Fronts.
I think the whole week was brought to you by Beyonce.
Yeah. So
formation, did she win the Super Bowl?
She did. So
in other good news, we booked Nick Ju, and then Kanye just went ahead and touched the water, turned it to wine, and said, "Let there be light," and boom.
Billy was on SNL, like, talking hella fast, like, "Go get my love, Pablo." Like, that was the...
Like, I watched that Yeezy season 3, his fashion line thing.
I did not.
Hey, shout out to Tidal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tidal, support black businesses. I was like, I saw people tweeting about it. And, most of the people that tweet about Kanye don't like him, so... it was just a bunch of jokes, but I was like, so there's somewhere, cause then someone mentioned, yeah, he's playing his album in the background. I was like, hold up. Well, why didn't you just start with that?
Right.
So I went to go listen to the stream, as he, displayed his, fashions and stuff. And as I was listening, I remember thinking, this might be that fire, cause he was playing snippets, like 2 minutes here, 3 minutes of this, a minute of this, a verse of that. I was like, damn, all this shit sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, just like in the background during the show?
Yeah. Oh. He just was playing his album.
Okay.
Just a bunch of people looking mad slavey. He got a certain fashion style he's into.
Yeah, looking like they went through the bargain bin basket.
I like to call it a dystopian slave. Like, he likes to go with that. And I don't mind because
I
can't afford any of it, and I never wear. I'm not fashionable, so no. I don't know enough to be judging his shit on some, like, the lines this year were just magnificent or not. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking bargain bin baskets. I wear them too, but bargain bin baskets normally don't walk down the runway.
Yeah, well,
or cost a hell of money.
Yeah, right. I don't know the rules. I gave up knowing fashion a long time ago. When I remember when the trucker hats came through.
Yeah.
And I think that was the last time. Yeah,
my God! Shout out to the 2000s.
Yeah, shout out to Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. They brought them trucker hats out, and I said, "Oh, I see. It's my fault. I don't know any of this shit. I apologize to y'all for even thinking this was whack because everybody was wearing it, and yep. I was like, I thought we could get these from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and the trucker hats had the nerves to have fishnets across them, so they was all fancy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Those fishnet kind in the back, we used mm-hmm. to like go and laugh at those, like. Like, oh, that's all you can get, nigga? The fishnet?
The fishnet hat?
Yeah. Like, damn, you broke. Like, we were, like, a week before that, everybody was broke that wore holes in their jeans and fishnet. And
right,
then
right.
After that, it was couture. It was it
right.
Was...
And I'm fashion. I'm old. I put it like that because they had pants that looked like you took, like, a nail and drove across it. It looked like you ran your car over them. And my mama would be like, girl, why don't you go get some real jeans? And, wait, you know, why they charge you $20 for some shit I can do for free? I mean, no, I'm sorry, $60 for some shit I can do for free. I can wear my car across it for free.
Man, Kanye fashion line look like play clothes. And I like it's no and like I said, I'm not saying it out of like this. I don't know. Like, right. I'm just taking it as, OK, that's the shit now. I don't know. I thought skinny jeans was funny. When that came out, now everybody has them.
No, I don't really know much about fashion either. I just, the first year his collection came out, everyone tried to be a fashion expert. And I was like, this looks like pretty much everything else out there. Now he definitely is just putting stuff on the runway.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's realizing his dream or whatever, but I'm not buying any of that.
Right. I couldn't afford it if I wanted it anyway. I remember when he first dropped that t-shirt.
$50
t-shirt, nigga. I said, oh yeah, okay, I see. I'm in the wrong store,
and I don't belong here,
right? And he didn't set the price point on that, but I'm right. Sure he wasn't like, no, don't make it cost that much if they're buying it.
Yeah. Well, I also didn't have a reaction of like, what about the kids in Chicago, Kanye?
Everything ain't how they, the kids in Chicago.
How they gonna sell enough crack to afford these shirts? Like, I also didn't have that reaction. It just was like, I actually don't listen to Kanye for t-shirts.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. Like
when
said,
the album dropping.
I don't belong here. And I bet you that shit probably felt like cotton. I will never know.
Well.
I mean, that counts. I'm sorry. I will never know.
He, well, okay. Couple of things here before we even, I've jumped all the way in it. I'm sorry. Make sure you check out Nick Jew on Twitter, at Nick Jew, NICJU. Mm-hmm. Also listen to her podcast that she does with Reggie. You guys loved Reggie last week. Nick Jew's been on the show many times.
Yes.
But we've been over there many times, mm-hmm. and we always have a good time. So What's always. The Tea is on iTunes and Stitcher. What's the Tea? Make sure you check that out. And you know, last week there was no What's the Tea, but I feel like a glorious return will be happening this week.
We have the day. We both have the day off tomorrow. Mm. So we have plenty of time. We have nothing but time.
President Day edition.
Shit now. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait, man. I always listen to you guys every week, so you know, it's cool to have friends me and too. Be a fan, you know.
Yeah,
all that
and
stuff.
I was not happy when I looked and seen that little tea kettle come up time. Ain't no tea this week. I was like, what?
Right. That was the greediest thing I probably did all week, was being like, we had Reggie on the show, and then being like, the nerve when I seen them tweet that there wasn't gonna be no show.
It's, you know what it is, like, I'm very flattered that people wait for our show, because I know what it's like to love a show and they don't have a new episode and you're like, how could you? But, like, I was traveling, it was all me this time, and so I was like, well, Reggie, you'll be I'm Black Guy Who Tips. I'm doing this untitled interview show with Aaron from Black Astronauts. Like, people will hear us. It'll be fine. And yeah. Then I saw my mentions. I'm like, I guess it's not fine.
Pure greed. It was pure greed. I don't, you know, I try. Also, as a podcast producer, if y'all have something going on, I typically don't tweet people when they have something going on, because I know you already know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So I didn't even tweet like, man, what? You know, I just retweeted like, yay, you know, he was on our show, guys. Get the information out. But I don't even check the mentions when I see stuff like that, because I know all the replies are going to be like, what? What for? Why? I got things to do, but not enough to do. Why can't y'all help me at work? You know, so I just leave it alone.
Yeah, it just, sometimes we just don't have it, and we just didn't have it last week. There was no possible way to make it work.
You know what? It's crazy with us, because we'll be, you know, we try to keep the show as consistent as possible, but every once in a while we miss a day, or we have to take some time off or take a week or something for ourselves, travel, whatever. And without fail, it'd be like, man, I'm gonna miss y'all. But then I'm like, last week you tweeted you were 37 shows behind.
Right. You have so much content to catch up.
Yeah.
And that'd be hilarious. And the people that hit us up, knowing to be the people that's like 18 weeks behind, and they'd be like, I quit getting new feeds, but you 18 weeks behind. I don't care. All I know was I looked and there was no updates.
Yeah, we had this one lady, she always tweets the show, but she's always way behind. But she'll live tweet, and I'll retweet her live tweets. You know, I try to retweet anybody with a hashtag, but she'll like live tweet stuff from like 2 months ago or whatever. And it's cool. You know what I'm saying? No complaints. But I remember we took like a week off or something, and then she tweeted like, I don't see my feed filling up. And I was like, nigga, I know you at least 3 weeks
behind. 5 episodes behind.
Yeah, like you could just listen to those. But she liked that buffer, I guess. She liked to know it's more shit upcoming.
Right. It's one of those things. I know I'm behind, but I still got to know the workflow coming in.
Yeah, 1 week I'm a name. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like with us, it can't, like Aaron had asked me on the interview show because he said our transition to TWIB was so quick. I'm like, we had been announcing it for like 6 weeks, but people fall behind. Right. And then they're like, new to me, nigga. Like,
right.
I didn't even know y'all went back.
What you mean y'all live? You know? Yeah, one of these days I'm going to name an episode like, you know, Rod and Karen get divorced or something. Just to make people skip all the way to the front. You know?
Oh, they will.
Or they gonna listen in waves and just be tweeting y'all for the next 6 weeks.
Like, right.
And you know what we're gonna do when we do it? I'm gonna tell Roger we're gonna take time off. We're gonna take like the next week off after the episode. And we're not even gonna tweet. We're gonna be off of social media.
Right. That sounds awesome.
Karen be cheating, you know, call it something like that. Karen gets caught cheating.
I hate Karen.
Right, yeah. FDB. Yeah, that'll be good.
Rod, ho tip, nigga.
Right. although today's episode might be Bill Cosby is innocent. I don't know. The Kanye is a good album. It's a good album. I came front. also, of course, you can find us, The Blackout Tips, on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search The Blackout Tips will come up. Stitcher is down right now. So
Stitcher has been down for a few days.
We said it yesterday. If you listen on Stitcher, you didn't hear that, and you probably won't hear this forever.
Well, yeah, for a few days.
There are other alternatives.
Yes, there is.
To listen to podcasts. We talked about that as well yesterday.
Yes.
And I suggest you guys use some of them, man.
Yeah, when I get a chance, I'm going to put a post up because I know that saying it on here ain't going to matter when you can't listen to it. So,
yeah.
But those, fuck it, I go to Podomatic or whatever. You have
RSS. Yeah, Podomatic and Sound. What's the other one, Karen?
Oh, Podomatic, RSS Radio, Podcatcher.
No. Hold up. No, I'm saying there's two of them that I don't fuck with.
Oh,
I don't
SoundCloud.
Like, I don't like the Podomatic app, by the way.
And
it's
I don't
not
like
very good.
SoundCloud.
So I'm not suggesting anybody go to the listen on the Podomatic app. Don't do it. And SoundCloud is horrible as well because.
Yeah. We're not on SoundCloud. I don't think
We're not on there. And also I know it's just not really designed for podcast listeners. It doesn't have you guys in mind.
Nope.
But look in your app store on whatever device you have.
Mm-hmm.
There are tons of podcast apps for people who love podcasts and are made for people that have podcasts. With Apple and stuff, I use RSS Radio. And then I know with Android, I use Podcatcher.
Yeah.
The reason I suggest both of those is because you can use our RSS feeds for our premium shows as well, because it takes username and password. So if you're premium and you want to have your podcast with you on the go all the time, you don't feel like downloading it at a computer or going to our website, that's an easy way to do it. You just download it like any other episode of a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I was going to say too is, there's still other apps out there that I'm sure we don't even know about, but they're made for people who listen to podcasts. So they have all these different features. My favorite feature on the RSS Radio app is the Silent Skipper, where it just kind of looks ahead at the moments where there's silence in a podcast and just takes it out for you. So, you know, over the course of, you know, like let's take Bo Monty Jones, for instance, like Bo does a lot of his podcast by himself. When I listen to The Evening Jones, shout out. But, you know, Bo's talking by himself, so he has to think, he has to take time. There's nobody else there to fill in those moments. Well, it might save you, you know, in a 30-minute podcast, it might save you 2-3 minutes because, you know, he has to take that pause and think. So it's made with that in mind. You can turn that feature off You know, you have different speeds you can play it at. You can play stuff at like 1.1 speed and 1.2 speed and, you know, all that stuff. So I would just like to, you know, try some new things if Stitcher ain't working for you.
Yeah. I've been off Stitcher for like 6-7 months because I hate it. Yeah. I'm an Android user and I use Beyond Pod. And
yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, put your password in there so I get the premium shows on that too.
Yeah, that's another one. And when I was telling Roger, when I get a chance, I'm gonna put it up on other social platforms so that people can start gravitating to these. And also for those of you out there, if you're searching for podcasts, most are free, some charge, and some are freemium, where it's free but then they charge. So kind of look around to see what you want. If you, I'm just telling people up front, because you'll go in thinking I want this one and they'll be like, hey, can I have your credit card number? You'll be like, well, hey dog, I thought that I was free. So you know, I'm just telling you that from a person that's been out there kind of searching a little bit. And also, wait a minute, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. And also for those of you out there, we ask that you use these other platforms, because I'm kind of like Nick Jew. I recently stopped using Stitcher. I love Stitcher. I've been a Stitcher fan. I got over 4,000 hours worth of listening. So for me, it was kind of hard to give that up, but it's not worth it when you don't have, you know, the best thing out there. And once they got bought by Bedazzle, whatever the hell them people name is.
I think it's called like Deezer or something like that.
Yeah. They didn't care about Stitcher, and Stitcher went down the drain ever since.
Well, all right. So yeah, those are some alternatives. Now let's talk about people that sponsored this episode of the podcast. Okay. The official weapon of the Blackout Tips is
the taser,
and an unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And Bullet Ball Extreme.
Bullet Ball Extreme. Sorry, I was drinking.
It's all right. It's all good. I tried to give you a second. Also, oh wait, I forgot. You know what? I should have let you take that second because I forgot to update the counter for Bobby Shmurda being in jail.
See, I'm killing time and you're not even on it.
Nah, I'm talking to Nick Jew.
Oh, okay.
but yeah, Bobby Shmurda has been in jail 424 days now.
Oh
yeah, man. Yep, can't get free. What do they think he's gonna do? Like, is he
sell all the crack?
Do they think he's Kilgrave? You know what I mean? Like, are y'all think he the kingpin dog? He gonna get out here and change all of Hell's Kitchen? I'm watching Jessica Jones now. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, 33 minutes from finishing it. I'm still waiting on her to catch this nigga. Anyway, this episode is brought to you by Shadow Dog Productions. They have a new feature film called The Art of Confession, and it's making the film festival circuit right now. But you can check out some exclusive footage only through our podcast. And you got to be premium to see it. Mm-hmm. There's a video link on the premium side already on our page. If you like it, leave comments, but don't share the link. Okay. This is like when Beyonce had first dropped Formation and you couldn't share it.
Yeah. It was on a YouTube secret page, where they was like, look, if you ain't got the link, you can't play it.
Only a direct link can share right. That's
and it still got played 8 million times, yeah, this on the private link.
But this is for premium listeners only. They don't want you to share it. Just take a little, you know, leave a comment, like it, whatever, but just take a little peep, man. You'll be on the inside of something. Also, this episode is brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin during Black History Month. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. Check out GetBevel.com today and use code TBGWT to get 20% off of your first month at GetBevel.com. That's GetBevel.com. All right. All kinds of news. I guess, what should we start with? I guess we should start with everything going on with Beyonce, because, you know, shit didn't stop.
Oh, no. It didn't.
Just because people still had all kinds of opinions and things to talk about with Beyonce.
Of course, and they always will.
A Toronto counselor urges feds to look into Beyonce's ties with the Black Panthers.
Wait a minute. A
Canadian.
Nigga, you don't business. Live here.
Well, they don't
call even go here.
Right.
You don't belong here.
They don't call them loonies for nothing. Despite the message behind Formation, many Super Bowl viewers weren't pleased with Beyonce's performance, as they felt she promoted violence towards police. Some even planned an anti-boycott rally next week in New York City. Has that popped off yet?
I thought it was supposed to be like tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like it's the day might have passed, because that's how February 16th. Okay. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, that right there is extremely optimistic.
Right. Oh, y'all ain't gonna be there a whole work shift.
You want them to put in a shift to hate on Beyonce.
Yeah.
A full 8 hours plus lunch.
You know, they gonna show up for a hot 15 minutes, see two other people, and dip.
It's gonna be cold, too.
Yeah. Hell no.
Going down there.
Say that again, Nicole.
Reggie said he going down there.
And that's gonna be the problem.
I bet you the anti Beyonce rally is gonna be lit.
They gonna be mad because they gonna be out there talking about hell no. Somebody gonna come out there and bring a wireless Bluetooth set, and they gonna be partying on Beyonce while they out there marching.
They might mess around and do the formation choreography.
The whole video
from the I'll speak specifically from the acid wash part. They might just do that.
Ah!
It seemed like a real good protest song, you know what I mean? But yeah, they gonna show up supposedly from
the Beehive gonna be out there. They gonna show up with bees and everything. It ain't gonna be pretty.
Yeah, I hope they do. Beyonce hasn't really commented much on the backlash she received. Although she did give like a sentence, like, you know, it's whatever.
Because she knew when she dropped it.
Yeah,
that's why she was like, okay, my tickets actually go on sale tomorrow, so you know,
right.
Best revenge is my paper, because y'all complaining, but y'all ass is sure gonna be out there selling my shows out.
Jim Karygiannis is his name. He believes Beyonce may have some sort of connection to the Black Panther Party at the Sunday night's halftime show. If someone wore bullets and supported a radical group here, they would not be welcomed in the United States, that's for sure.
Wait.
Does he not know our history? We have people that wear hoods and dance around, but
the rebel flag flying at concerts is not like a thing for you.
What I was thinking is like Ted Nugent is doesn't seem to affect his bottom line too much.
Doesn't he like threaten the sitting president, that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, now.
Yeah.
Canada, you don't even go here.
Right. I blame Drake for this.
Everything is his fault.
I'm not even from around here. 6666. He running our All-Star weekend, everything. It's just we let him go too far. And, you know, by extension, I blame Meek Mill. He was supposed to put him in check, and what did he do? Let down all of Philly and America.
Let the lights
and America. Ultimately, he gonna catch the L for everything.
For everything.
Everything. You see what happened when you let the light skin brothers get out there and start the dancing and shit? We get problems.
They running the All-Star contest, the 3-point shooting.
They winning.
Skill contest. I'm like, come on, man. What happened? Well,
should have never let Obama take a second term.
he doesn't plan to ban boycott based on her tribute to the Black Panthers, if he finds out her team supports them financially, she or some of them could be found not eligible to enter the country as others in the past have faced. Listen, pass that law if you want.
Right.
You will not be able to leave the house. I wish you would tell all the Beyonce fans in Canada she can't come.
What?
Look.
They'll be down there acting a loony and throwing loonies at your ass going, what the fuck?
They will snatch the edges off of your yard, dog. It will, your grass will be gone.
You're going to have problems.
He concluded by saying, we should not be promoting gun culture or anti-police sentiments.
Oh, really? We shouldn't promote gun culture? Okay.
Does he not know America?
Wait, you don't even go here.
That's the biggest thing. He don't belong here.
I love the, does Drake not promote guns culture with someone to see? I mean, anyway. I like the comments for this. It's on Vlad TV, so it's mostly Black people and shit. One person said, Google Drape Tomania, D-R-A-P-E, Tomania, Drape. It was basically a mental illness for African slaves to be free. No lie. It was considered a mental illness for Blacks to want to be free. I say keep going forward. They are trying to rewrite history again to be the good guys. Drapetomania in Diseases and Peculiarities of the Negro Race, Cartwright points out that the Bible calls for a slave to be submissive to his master, and by doing so, the slave will have no desire to run away. Another person, Time 2, wrote, this motherfucker is in all caps. I know he woke. FYI, the Negro which you speak of is really the chosen ones of God Elohim. Newsflash.
Oh no.
We are not African American. We are the true Hebrew Israelites written of in the Bible. Read Deuteronomy chapter 28. Elohim placed curses upon his people because they did not keep the commandments, laws, statutes, and holy days. The Hebrews were cursed by God and sent into slavery again by ships. It is biblically proven that the African American Hebrew and all other people that went into captivity by ships are the chosen people of God Elohim. In case you have forgot, Israel is our home. The people that are in Israel today are Ashkenazi from the Khazarian kingdom. Oh yeah, I remember. I read that Black Panther file, you know. They are not the true Jews written of in the Bible. They are converts. There is a lot of information on the subject. Just researching, you will find the truth. It has also been proven through DNA that he so-called Negro African Americans are the true Israelites written of in the Bible. It's time to wake up to the truth. I know this truth will be shocking to a lot of you. Space, period, 2 exclamation points.
Oh, did he clank his bracelets together?
Do you think they sit around in a little room yelling at each other like that? Like when you have agreement and you're sitting in an echo chamber, do you just do that all day? What are they doing?
They do, because they was at our Fairview State campus, and that's exactly how they sound. They normally smell like incense and weed.
I bought some good incense off them dudes, so I ain't got no problem with them.
I hadn't encountered these people in my real life until I went to New York City for the first time a few years ago. And I was like, oh, this is real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man. You can get that.
5th Street.
I get that Nag Champa, that Black Lion. Those are my go-to incenses.
You get all that from the smoke shop.
Hey, man. But the smoke shop don't walk around on campus quoting from the Bible.
That's true. But stoners are much cooler than Hotep people.
Yeah.
one time they are. But you know, I was in college, I was poor. One time I sat out there with him and watched him give a talk from the Bible about how the white man was really Satan. And he was talking about Lot and how Lot. Yeah, he said Lot turned black. Because in the Bible it said his skin turned black, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna actually go read this now. So I went to go read the whole book of like Lot, and I was like, no, man, he was cursed. His skin turned black and started falling off because it was one of the curses of the trials that right. Satan put him through, you know, according to the Bible. I was like, you can't just use half of one sentence right. and then be out here preaching to people. This is crazy.
Right.
But that's the entire basis of some people's Christianity, is like, let me pull out half a sentence and yell it at you over and over.
That's true. It was, I don't know. It was funny to me at the time.
Is it worth it? Like, what are their recruitment numbers like? Because I can't imagine that anybody yelling things at me, I'm going to turn around and be like, oh my God, my brother, I have woke. I am ready. Give me a bracelet. Let's go.
Well, you know what? Occasionally you would see like a sister with like head wrap and stuff fucking with them. But in general, I think most people just kind of ignored them.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, they was down for the same sins that everybody else was. So I didn't even really see it as like something to aspire to, because they still was like working in stuff about having sex with women and shit. I was like, well then what's the point? Like why are you going through all this? We could just go to the party at the same time. I don't know,
you're gonna be there anyway.
Yeah, like what's some, you still gonna smoke weed and drink and fuck these women and shit like while preaching against it? Okay.
Right.
But yeah, white man's the devil. I get you, whatever, brother. Yeah, I just remember dude being like, yeah, because he was using like stuff from the Quran and the Bible and mixing it in, you know, make really convenient. Uh-oh. And at one point he was like, because all white people are Shaitan. Shaitan was a white devil who made this thing, and you know, white people were created in the laboratory, brother. And I was like,
oh, so not you? The laboratory.
Right. So I was like, all white people evil? And he was like, all of them. I said, like, everyone. You've never met a white person
right.
that wasn't evil. Just, he was like, all of them. I was like, yeah, this ain't for me, man. I just don't have that type of outlook on life.
That's the doctrine, though, that white people are supposedly inherently evil because they have no soul. Like, I don't know if it's in the text, but I definitely had some Nation of Islam person tell me that how white people were created was you mixed everybody in a pot or whatever, and you took out all the melanin and goodness, and what was left over was white people.
Yeah, I can't do it, man. I don't want to live life like that. That's too woke.
Everybody, all white people are not able.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Yeah, if that's true, then I'll just not be woke to it. Sorry.
Yeah, I just be blind.
Yeah, I'm not about to be looking at all white people like they evil, dog. It's too many of them.
Right. You can drive yourself crazy. Is you one? Is you not one? I don't know.
How do you ever get shit done?
I guess that's how racists think.
Well, see, I think it's easier to be racist because it's less of us. So, like, if, not True. Saying it's okay, but, like, if I was... Oh, shit, what is this? Why is that playing?
What is happening?
Okay. I have no idea. A video just decided to play.
Okay, Centric TV, I see you, dog. Autoplay. I see you. I can't even...
Damn.
Tried to load up the next article on the low, said, nah. But yeah, I was gonna say, I understand racism, not that it's okay, but I understand racism easier because if you were gonna be ignorant, but it's only about 13% of the population, you can live a life where you don't run into us for the most part and maintain your ignorance.
But reverse,
it's hard to be racist towards all white people because it's just too many of them, and they in too many places of access.
They everywhere, your life, they there.
Yeah, it's like, damn, now I can't go to banks. I can't fucking...
I can't go to the grocery store. I can't go to the hospital. I can't walk down the street.
Yeah, I would like to go to DMV and renew my license, but white people was working, so, you know, this is too much. All these rules. Beyonce's formation controversy gets her banned in the UK, question mark. This is from Centric TV. I'm assuming the question mark is because it's not true.
Right.
An alleged email was sent to staff prohibiting them to mention Beyonce under any circumstances. It was absolutely clear Beyonce was not to be mentioned in photos, music videos, no Beyonce, a source told the Mirror. Anything that was published from the Super Bowl performance had to be removed. But it doesn't say what publication it was for. It says the publication reports that Beyonce's tour announcement may have triggered the company banning as it conflicted with negotiations with Global had with the singer's camp to be part of the summertime ball performance lineup. Oh, well, nah, that's not really, that's more of a money thing. So anyway, and that doesn't mean she's banned from the UK. That's just one publication. What the fuck? Anyway.
Yeah, the Queen of England danced to her too. She don't care.
White people mad though.
They so mad. Oh, they so mad.
Their feelings is hurt.
Now this one is by Kehinde Andrews.
Oh.
Who I'm gonna assume probably not a white person. Not very many Kehindes, I'm assuming. K-E-H-I-N-D-E.
I was assume he is non-white.
Also, I was gonna say don't know that that's a guy's name, but the picture is a man, a black dude. he says Beyonce's bootylicious in quotes sexualization of black women isn't inspiring, and her politics leave a lot to be desired.
But she's not a politician. What are we talking about here?
Well, you can have politics and not be a politician. The Black Panthers were a Marxist revolutionary organization who believed capitalism would always oppress black communities. They would have balked at their image being used at the Super Bowl. Now, since this happened, some actual former Black Panthers have spoken about their image being used at the Super Bowl, and they have all been supportive and thought it was awesome. So, apparently this dude, Kehinde, did not actually contact anyone from the Black Panthers to come to this decision?
No, and neither did anybody else. They just assumed
them takes be too hot to talk to somebody.
Yeah, to do research. Who got time for research when I got these hot ass takes?
We got to pull this hot grease fresh out the fire. No, get no time to ask no questions. You want your fish hot now or what?
No receipts. Right. Just thank you.
I could talk to somebody about it, but by then these takes will be just lukewarm. But yeah, he decided that too much sexualization and since she participates in capitalism, that's against what the Black Panthers believe. Now, I would hesitate to go out on a limb here, but my guess is Kehinde Andrews probably gets paid to write this, so
right, which is part of
assuming he gives his right? probably gives his whole check away.
Right, you don't pay bills or nothing like that. Okay.
I'm sure he gives it all to his commune, and they.
It's funny how people say that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Did y'all know that that was a qualification for having a message in your music? Because this is literally the first time that I've seen this come up with for someone having a song that celebrated Blackness and then people being like, you still participate in capitalism. This is my first time experiencing this.
Everybody does. What the fuck are we talking about?
You ever heard that before?
No. Okay. Brand new hot take.
Yeah, that like James Brown literally started Black businesses and was celebrated for it. You know, that was a huge part of his legacy, is like, you know, he put this music, he's an entrepreneur. He put this money back into the community, but he also made money. Same thing with Matt Johnson. Mm-hmm. I've just never heard people do the, you can't be pro-Black with your music and making money. That's not allowed. You know.
Well, you know, you can't spend the white man's money.
Right. That's true. That is true.
The pure, always be broke.
The so-called white man. But yeah, so
I knew it was over when people like drugged DeRay on Twitter when he said he used Dove soap. They were like legit mad at this man.
Yeah, man, I don't know the rules anymore, and it's one of the reasons I just kind of support everybody that I feel like is trying to do positive work,
right?
Because I don't have the time or the wherewithal and all the interactivist beef.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of it as far as like the specifics and to why people don't like each other, and I really don't feel like I have the knowledge to call people out specifically and be like, well, you're wrong this time, or they're wrong, or whatever. And sometimes some of these situations, it seems like both people have legit like takes on what the fuck is the problem, and at the end of the day, like I said, they're not gonna stop killing us. So I just try to focus on that, on the bigger picture. It's like, people can root for their favorite activists and all this shit, but you know, some of this stuff is just really too, I know if you're involved in it, it probably seems really simple and black and white, right? But if you're not involved in it, like most of us, it's really too complicated to just be picking sides like that.
Right.
You know, like even with the Sean King shit, Sean King's still putting out articles where I'm like, glad he wrote about that. You know what I mean? Like, as much as people were like, fuck Sean King's plagiarizing piece of shit, all this shit, I'm still like, yeah, I'm still glad he wrote about this shit about Peyton Manning. I'm still glad he wrote about how race is a double standard for Cam Newton. I don't know how you compartmentalize that to just all the way like he's evil. You know what I'm saying? I just don't have it in me. So I just leave it to other people to do. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the last time I checked, Dove, Ivory, Black soap, that shit didn't matter when the bullet hit me. Okay.
Yeah, and that I mean, and honestly, they still expect these people to be out here when one of us gets shot.
Come on now.
You know, it's like I said, I don't know that I have the wherewithal to like to put it into words exactly, but I just feel like supporting Blackness is just supposed to be thankless in this country, and even Black people put that on each other. Like, we should let it go, but even as Black people, we still do. Like, DeRay's running for mayor, see, I told you, self-promoting motherfucker, couldn't, you know. And it's like, oh, so he just, he must have, it must have been part of his plan last year to go get tear gas so he could one day be the mayor of this city.
I don't believe that.
Cause you know how he just wants to get that access so he can get that money. That's what it's all about. It's all about getting money. You know, when he's doing interviews talking about, you know, having to sleep in this car and sleep on friends' couches and shit. And then you go on Twitter and there's people like, he's getting rich from this activism. And you're just like, I don't know what to say. You know, like people just want it to be thankless. Like if someone was making money from activism, I wouldn't feel bad about it. Mm-mm, anyway.
No. How else are you supposed to make money?
Right. Yeah. Like I don't understand why they're supposed to like take a vow of poverty for that. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that do believe that, you know, and they take it as a knock against a person is that they're somehow making a living, you know, trying to defend this idea that we shouldn't be killed by police. And people don't, it's like you can't win for losing. So I just stay away from all that shit and just try to be a positive factor for that, you know.
And my thing is this, shit costs money. And what about that don't people understand? Al Sharpton is not able to go and defend people and give them the funds and the resources they need without motherfucking money. So yeah. I don't understand, how are you supposed to be broke?
It's wild because like I said, I don't know the rules and they seem to vary. You know what I mean? It's like, well, we raised this money and gave it to this family. Then it's like, well, that's not cool. You know what I mean? Like I don't like the way y'all raised it. I don't like the way it was done. It's like, okay, cool. Well, I raised this money. And part of it goes to my organization. Well, that's not cool. Cause how you spending the money in your organization? What is that about? You know, what's your salary and all this shit? So like I said, I try to stay out of all of it. Cause for the greater good, I just think it's good that people are out here promoting this shit. I don't know how lucrative it is, to do any of this shit, but I also don't really care unless somebody's getting, you know, ripped off or something, and that shit will come to light if they are. But you know, some of the things that people believe about folks that would support Black lives is sad to me, because it's always this like untrustworthy, you're an agent, I'm waiting on the other shoe to drop type mentality. And so when you see, like I said, Netta gets the cover of Essence and motherfuckers acting like that was the goal. See, I told you that, she go smiling. You know, it's like, what, why are we doing this to each other?
Yeah. And even Black people hate Black people. People don't want to admit that. It's a lot of Black people that got issues within themselves that make them hate their own race. And also, even Black people whitewash Martin Luther King because they act like all the niggas supported him. But everybody didn't support Martin Luther King. There were Black people that were on the other side going, well, it's free. I'm okay like it is. I don't mind getting beat. I don't mind being less than. I don't mind this thing.
Well, there were also people that just didn't agree that they were doing it the right way.
Right.
You know, I suggest everybody read Adam Clayton Powell's autobiography. It's great because, like, it's another perspective from somebody that was around during that time that wasn't necessarily a big supporter of Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or any of these people, but he was around, and it's good to get that perspective, because I think history whitewashes everything into like, we all loved Martin Luther King. It's like, well, then who was throwing the rocks? Who was sicking the dogs? Now. So, you know, and also what Black people were like, nah, man, you stirring up the wrong shit. We don't like this. You know, this is a bad goal. But like last night I saw someone, there was a t-shirt where someone was selling it, and it was like, I want to be a, you know, like Maya Angelou in the sheets and, Angela Davis in the streets or something like that.
Is this Facebook?
It was on Twitter. This is okay. On Twitter. So somebody was selling this shirt, and a person was talking shit about him, and they was like, yeah, see, this, you know, this just trivializes sex work and all this shit. And another person responded like, yeah, these damn Tumblr activists and all this. And Netta saw it and called that shit out and was like, it wasn't Tumblr activism when this person was in the streets with us getting tear gassed. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't Tumblr activism when they helped spread the word for Ferguson. It was bigger than that. And now people want to come in at the end, you know, and just trivialize the shit. And it's like, that fight, that struggle just seems so fucked up that people still have to go through that. after people have receipts of the things that people have done.
They don't,
you know, so it's just such a wild thing to see happen up front. So you know, it's anyway, all that to say, I ain't never heard nobody be like, you can't be a capitalist and ever. talk about black empowerment until now. It's such a wild thing because there's just no way to win. Also, a Detroit police sergeant is under investigation after comparing Beyonce's Super Bowl performance to the KKK. Well, as I like to call it, pulling an Owen Benjamin. The sergeant, who was unnamed but was reportedly a 17-year veteran of the department, apparently didn't like the halftime performance, particularly Beyonce's dancers, who he said were sporting afros, berets, and dressed in an all-black style similar to Black Panther's party. At one point in the performance, the dancers raised their fists to the sky to make a formation on the field in the shape of an X, according to the sergeant, that attributed to... Oh, shit. What?
get the same video.
This is a different article. Everybody just auto-playing today, man. Centric or not. He basically said that... he says that it's similar to show tribute to Malcolm X, and the sergeant was so displeased with the performance that he took his option to, I think they meant opinion, to his first personal Facebook page, saying next year's halftime show should include the KKK.
It probably already has.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just went in any roles, but yeah.
Right. Kid
Rock can't wait. The post included a photo of Beyonce's dancers above a group wearing white KKK robes, according to a report by WJBK. It included the text, so if the dance troupe at the top is okay for this year's halftime show, then the one at the bottom should be okay for next year's, right? Here's the problem with a lot of these comparisons. KKK choreography ain't got shit on Beyonce, you know, so
first of all everybody gonna be off beat. What are we talking about here?
Right, until y'all get up off the ones and the threes, I suggest all y'all calm the fuck down, because y'all don't want to see that shit either.
No, you don't.
Talking about some KKK performing, ain't nobody want to watch that halftime show.
Sheets dancing around, right?
They gonna, you know how long it take to burn across?
Right, I bet you they gonna be cheap sheets. They ain't gonna be your 300 count.
It's outside too. I'm like, come on, man, we got time for y'all. Time for y'all to be tying no knots. Horses all on the turf. Like, it's such an unreasonable thing to even want.
Right.
And then what's they songs like? You know what I mean? Like, what's the last hit the KKK had?
I don't know.
One of them SAE songs.
Right. Nobody want to hear that shit. Racist music sucks. Y'all ain't come up with some better videos or something. Nobody ever been like, oh, you heard the new KKK? Oh, man.
It's lit. It's for real. I played it in my shit cop. I mailed it. It's lit.
It's lit in the shape of a cross. You need to check this shit out.
I was swinging.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to hang with the KKK? KKK ain't even had a good interlude since Chuck D and them put that shit on It Takes a Nation of Millions, I believe. So yeah, Saturday Night Live, newly blackitized, has been putting out some good material for the last couple years. By the way, no one ever brings this up, but we did at the time. But I would like to reiterate, they did hire two black women writers,
and you can tell.
Just saying. Now, I don't know which sketches they have input in and which ones they don't, because, you know, it's easy to assume that all the black ones they are, but they may or may not do those. What I do know is the show's writing and quality has improved in the last couple of years, because you know, I still watch them, you know, to watch the clips and all that stuff the next day, and I noticed more of a black voice. They had a really good sketch about the Oscars. So they have one about Beyonce, and it's called the day Beyonce turned black.
Yes.
I'll see if I can put it in the chat so y'all can see it, because we're gonna watch it right now. It's about 3 minutes. Let me see here. Boom, put this in the chat so you guys can watch along if you want to, or save it for later. But We're gonna watch it and you guys get the audio.
For white people, it was just another great week.
Hold up.
Listen, it was just another great week. Oh. Yes.
Hold up. Did they get the movie voice, dude?
Yes, they did.
It's a horror movie trailer.
Oh my God.
They never saw it coming.
They got them jogging. They cooking in the kitchen.
Loving on each other.
They had no warning.
Working at the office.
They had no warning, y'all.
Listen, why are they filming this like the Purge trailer? Oh my God, these white people are shocked.
Drop your thing, babe. I'm sorry. It's in the,
what happened?
The little thing that pop up.
You want me to take it off?
No, no, not that one. Oh, go back. But when you hit
the, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. All right, let me go back and play it. All right.
Guys, I don't understand this new song.
Hot sauce bag swag? What does that mean? Maybe the song isn't for us.
But usually everything is!
Why are they on the bridge running around in the streets?
The whole city is in chaos. All the cars are stopped.
It's like a disaster movie.
White folks is out running around the cars.
This is like the last movie with The Rock I saw. That was super earthquakes.
We have to go. We have to leave America. Beyonce is black.
Amy, I'm black.
She's talking to a black person, as she said Beyonce is black.
And she's not in panic, but everybody else around her is.
Yeah, she's like, but I am black. I'm black.
Beyonce is black.
Amy, I'm black.
What? No, you're not. You're like my girl.
Yeah, but I can still be black. There's black people all over the world. That guy's black.
Huh. I know he's black.
By the way, it was a black dude with a hat on and a camouflage jacket, you know, like a nigga. And she was like, well, of course he's black.
Right, I knew that.
Oh, God.
I didn't have to question that.
Beyonce is black. What about single ladies?
She was black in that.
What about Jumpin' Jumpin'?
She was black in that, too.
What about the Pink Panther movie?
Okay, yeah, she was white in that.
Oh, Kanan, I love you.
It was the day white people lost their Beyonce.
Getting word now that Beyonce isn't the only black celebrity. Some are saying Kerry Washington may also be black.
No, it can't be. She's on ABC.
I don't understand. They be black. They're women.
I think they might be both. No!
How can they be black when they're women?
Black people.
He says, no, no, that can't be true.
So what's going on after?
New Beyonce video. Oh, yeah.
It was just two black dudes chilling like by the copier, like, look at these white folks.
Yeah, the lady, she came up screaming. You know how they do in horror movies when like some bad shit happened, they do like scare tactic. She just planted on there screaming.
It was the day they lost their damn white minds.
Ashley, honey, what are you listening to?
The new Beyonce song. I really like it.
Oh shit,
her daughter is black for real.
That is my daughter. Remember, you invited us for a play day?
Oh, that's right. Thank God.
She thought her daughter turned black because of the song.
Oh,
nigga.
God.
Oh, God. Really?
She said, thank God. Let me just say, thank God.
people.
Mommy, is Taylor Swift still white?
I don't know, sweetheart. Just close your eyes and it'll be over in the morning.
Oh, she about to smother her son, y'all. Shout out, by the way, shout out to that sound that starts the song, how they played it like a scary note.
Yeah. I was watching SNL live last night, and I only follow one white person that was watching it, and it was a whole time line full of like, yes, oh my God, this is so funny. This is the greatest sketch ever. And one salty little white person like, that Beyonce sketch. No.
Oh man.
It must suck to have your book open right to pay you. It must be hard.
Dog. I didn't like when you got comedians on Twitter calling her a cunt because they don't agree with the halftime, about to risk their whole little career. I'm like, yo, it's true. You know what I mean? Like, this actually did affect you to this point that you would say some dumb shit like that. Cause,
you know, like, all jokes aside, what really baffles me is it's such a celebratory song. Like, all of the lyrics, they're even a little braggadocious, but like, never ever once in the song did she say, I'm all of this and you're none of that. So right. Even as women, it was very unifying for, like, we all feel hella cute. We gonna get information and go out and slay. And there was no hatred in it. There was no one thing negative about that song. And to hear that and get from that, that you want to boycott an artist. Do you know how many songs that I've listened to that are not for me that
right.
I still right. have managed to enjoy? Like that stupid lady, I don't even know, Erica Kane or whatever she is. She was talking about like how unfeminist it was and this and that. And if a white artist was to talk about being white and it's not like, do you listen to like, music?
All right. The songs y'all talk about are about you. You do not consider niggas at all. I love a lot of white music. I love Maroon 5 and other people. When they make these songs, I am not on the agenda.
Well, but he's specifically saying in their lyrics things like porcelain skin and blonde hair and blue eyes, and never once have I ever been like, I'm never listening. Well, John Mayer, I did have a moment when I didn't want to listen to him no more because he said his dick was David Duke.
Right.
But still.
That was actually in an interview.
Yeah, in the Playboy.
Yeah, and he also said he had a hood pass. He may even say nigger pass. Can't remember, but he had a hood pass in there.
Not say the N-word or else I would still not be listening to his music.
Maybe that was Quentin. I don't know. But yeah, he said he had a hood pass and all this shit. So yeah, what I find interesting about it is that, the celebration and love of black people is always going to be considered inflammatory and dangerous in this country. So
we can't have y'all uprising and considering yourself somebody trying to change the law. This is how the fuck the civil rights happened. We ain't trying to have that no more.
Yeah,
it's just interesting. Like, I saw a Latino brother who posted a gif from a movie of like, he's like, this is how I am in mixed spaces or whatever. And then he was like, shout out to all my brown people. Whatever. And I just like, I was filled with so much pride. Like, I love seeing brown people shout out other brown people. I never once read that man's thread of tweets and thought, wow, he's really anti-black. Like, how does that, where do people make that connection that just because I'm proud of being black and I think it's lit and super dope to be black, that automatically means that I hate white people?
Well, I think there's two things at work. One, for a lot of white people, they felt possessive of Beyonce. I think it was never more pronounced than with Formation, but I'd say even with Beyonce, the album, there was a lot of ownership that came out in the responses. Like a lot of, you're not allowed to be a feminist. You need to stay in this box of pop star. We celebrate Taylor Swift. We celebrate Miley Cyrus. We celebrate Madonna. All these people that do problematic shit all the time. But when they do, we find a way to celebrate it. even Ronda Rousey, they celebrate Ronda Rousey. Beyonce uses a clip from Ronda Rousey in her song, and then they admonish Beyonce. So, you know, and I mean the same person, not two different people, like the same person who said, oh, I love the Do Nothing Bitch advertisement for went and said Beyonce shouldn't have used that in her song. That's anti-feminist. So it's very interesting to see the racial, you know, like that response of, we owned you.
But she's never not been black. That's what baffles me. Like, okay, so she has blonde hair and her skin is a little bronzy, but there's nothing Beyonce has ever done that made me as a black person feel like she didn't want to be one of us.
Right.
She's always been so black.
Right. And I think also in like, if you don't actively kind of speak out on black shit all the time, there's this idea of like, well, you're just being polite enough to not bring it up, which means that you're with us. There's just like I said, there's an assumed ownership. It's like you don't have to buy into it. Some people do, Stacey Dash, Raven. Some people buy into it, but some people just woke as fuck and just they just ain't talking to you because it's not relevant at the moment. You know what I mean? Like Beyonce just like, it's not in my music to have to do this, but she's never run from it. She's never run from race. She like, and then there's pictures of her going all the way back, you know, like even with her just wanting to sing the song for Selma, you know, which a lot of people shitted on her for, but let's be honest, a star that big wanting to sing that song is mm-hmm. it is a big deal, because she could have been like, I don't want to step into that, I wasn't in that movie, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like this embracing of blackness was something they just didn't want to see. And I, you know, I'm not saying this, and I saw Reggie say this too. I'm not saying that it's definitely this, but you know, after Beck got that Grammy, she might've just been like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, what's the fucking point of dealing with this rigged ass game? You know, cause like, go ahead.
No, she just basically saying, I'll do what I want. She did something that completely changed the way that music is being released and completely changed the music industry and wasn't quote unquote awarded for it. So now she's just like, I'm gonna do what I want.
Yeah. So fuck it, man. I got her back. I appreciate it. you know, another reason to have title, you know, for the people that, cause you know, I feel like that shit got shitted on a little too much when it first came out. And I think part of that was like a guilt reaction. Like a lot of black people felt like they needed to justify why they didn't switch, which you don't need to justify. It's okay.
It sure is.
You're not less black because you listen to Spotify or Google Play or Apple or whatever, you know, but I felt like there's a guilt reaction of like, I need to explain why I didn't support these black people. And then it got to be a lot of abstract and really kind of fucked up reasons to not support them. But I like the way Tidal does their business model at this point. I mean, you know, when you get the Formation video right there, because they have a video component to Tidal that they don't have for other, you know, other platforms necessarily.
And that shit on the app, it like streams at the very top, so you can't miss it, which I really like.
Yeah, and of course, you know, if you don't want to just watch the video, you got the songs there. They, you know, got Prince's Library over there. They had Rihanna's Auntie first. They got Kanye just dropped over there after his performance on SNL last night. Like they're doing a lot of stuff to try to like make a dent in the market. And in addition to that, giving $1.5 million to different, you know, organizations that have the same interest that I have, you know, so, I just think like they got a lot of flack and a lot of backlash that really wasn't deserved. And I hope people would at least, I don't care if you support them or not financially, but I hope people would just at least rethink about the shit they talked and why they talked that shit. Cause, you know, I actually asked people last night on Twitter, like, so what was like 1.5 million, Formation, Anti, The Life of Pablo. Y'all still on some like fuck title? Cause it's one thing to be like, I don't want it. It's another to be like, fuck them.
Right.
Which was very much the atmosphere before. And there were still people that kind of had the why I'm not getting it thing, which I'm like, I don't really care about that. If you don't want it, you don't need to get it. I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me. But significantly less of the fuck them, they're bad people and they got enough money because Apple doesn't. There was less of that, which was cool. Speaking of Kanye, so The Life of Pablo came out at like 2 a.m. I was watching Jessica Jones.
I was sleeping.
And Karen was asleep. So, I actually tried to finish watching Jessica Jones and was like, I'm not gonna listen to it. But
I know that didn't last.
It didn't last, dog. I had to hear it.
Yeah, not when you see people posting and tweeting. That's one thing about it. When shit hit like that and you see kind of your timeline kind of going for the few people that are up, you're like, yeah, I can't, man.
Another reason I like having Tidal, I just like, all I gotta do is wait till it's on Tidal. Like, someone sent me a download link early. I was like, nah, I don't do those anymore. That's old Rod. Now that I'm an adult and I pay for things, I want my shit to stream, and be in the right track listing. And I want credits, and like I want the whole experience. So I waited till it was out, and was listening to it, today. And I only got through like 1.5-2 listens. But, yeah, it's 5 mics. It's a classic. So.
Classic? It's a classic?
Yeah. After one and a half listens. Now I know a lot of people are going, I don't believe that you could listen to something one time and know if it's classic or not. But that's because y'all aren't me. You see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of y'all don't have the experience to truly understand what it takes to make a classic album like I do. So it only takes a person of my abilities one listen. When y'all catch up, which maybe in a few months, maybe in a few weeks or whatever, just let me know. But it's already 5 mics. So there you go. And I should have known it was 5 mics. Like, we all should have known it was going to be 5 mics. That nigga was on Twitter acting crazy.
Yeah, he changed the
time.
Name like 4 or 5 times. That's
when
I knew.
Yeah, like,
yeah, wasn't it waves, ocean?
It was a lot of
breeze.
Shit. You know what's wild is when, and this is so fucked up, man, but it's, I said it about Eminem too. When they lives are fucked up,
the music be great.
Low key, I'll be kind of rooting for them to have fucked up lives, because whenever their shit gets a little bit better and they put out an album, I'll be like, it's all right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Isn't that sad? Be like, Eminem's like, I'm gonna be a good daddy. I'm gonna stay off these drugs for my family. I'm gonna focus on my music career, and I'm just gonna stay sober. Man, he put out that album. I was like, nah, dog. You gotta get back on the drugs, man. You gotta pop
like Mary
pills.
J. Blige. If he doing well, her albums don't be right.
I'm like, can't this nigga dog you out or something? This whole happy ass music. I can't feel the pain.
That's what Mary. Adele's new album ain't gonna go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 platinum because she's too happy.
Yeah, man, it's kind of like it's my favorite Tupac album, the one before he died. Like, it's sad. I was looking back at it. I was like, look, I know people worship Tupac. I'm not a huge Tupac fan musically. Seem like cool dude, I guess, quote unquote. But musically, he was just okay to me till he motherfucking got killed, man. That Machiavelli goes. It still goes. It's my favorite Tupac album, dog. Put it in all the time. Can't wait to hear him talk shit about Big and his wife and Mobb Deep. It's crazy. It's his life was crazy, and then he got moked out, and I'm sitting up here like, this shit jams. Life After Death. Love that album.
I love Life After Death.
Sad, man. So, this Nirvana. I don't even fuck with alt rock. Love that motherfucking Nirvana album. Like, hey, man, it's just what utero? It is.
Is it In Utero? Is
In Utero. The baby in the swimming pool.
Oh, no, that's Never Mind.
Oh, well, then Never Mind. I'm sorry. Yeah, Never Mind. That's the one that, where his life seemed the craziest, you know. And then
right when they got hella famous.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what it is, but these white boys must be on the best drugs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit was leaking about him all the time. You know he's suicidal, right? I'm like, but the shit jams though. Like,
it go hard.
I hope he get help, but it's jamming. And
I love Teen Spirit too.
Yeah, when Kanye said that shit about because he's innocent, I said, it's no way anybody on earth can make an album that's doper than defending Bill Cosby, and he proved me wrong. He proved me wrong. I apologize.
He really disappointed me, man. Like, and you know how I feel about Kanye Omari West, and I have a line, and that was it. And I'm not judging anybody for listening to the album or supporting him, but like, personally, I am done defending him. I'm kind of off him right now. Maybe one day I'll get back to him, and I'm going to listen to the album. I don't think anything would stop me from wanting to hear it, but I'm not about to spend my money on it right now. Right. And for right now, I don't want to hear what he has to say.
Hey, no, I understand. I'm not even out here prophesizing for the dude. Mm-hmm. It's just straight up. Cause it wasn't just this. It was the shit about Amber too. Mm-hmm. And that baby.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out of control, and I just kept thinking, like, the album must be flames, because mm-hmm. it's too crazy. Like, no one's this confident to say this kind of shit, because anyone else, we'd be like, well, that's fucked your career up, bro.
Like, yeah, he knew it. He knew he had created probably his greatest work of all time, because he was just reckless. I thought he got hacked when he was coming mm-hmm. out with. I'm like, is this, what are you doing?
Right, because even with Yeezus, he wasn't saying shit like, this the album of a lifetime, and... Mm-hmm. This ain't just the album of the year. This the album of life and shit. I was like, why is he so fucking confident about this? And when I saw the Yeezus season 3 thing, I was like, you know, it was disjointed because it wasn't all in order. I was just like, okay, all right, this does sound kind of hot. I'd like to hear it through my speakers at some point. And, yeah, man, all I gotta say, this is classic. He made a masterpiece. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. I wish I was like y'all. I wanted to be like, man, fuck Kanye. I was really hoping to hit play and come back and be like, man, fuck this nigga. That's why his shit whack now. He was overcompensating because, you know, like R. Kelly had that moment where, and I've said this on the show several times, where to just be like, fuck R. Kelly, because his music got whacked to me exact same time that shit came out. So it was like, for me, it was easy to be like, I'm singing, he doing a little sing rap in every song now. You know, the songs aren't very creative anymore. Come you on. Know, they feel very rushed and put together. I know people love Trapped in the Closet. To me, that's always been some of his laziest shit, where it's more funny than it is good, which to me is kind of sad for a dude that used to be good, mm-hmm. but conveniently made it real easy for me to be like, I don't listen to him anymore because the shit is not good. Kanye, man, the shit's still good. I don't know what to tell y'all.
I mean, I'm happy to hear that because he really has lost the entirety of his natural mind. So mm-hmm. maybe he has crossed over to that like Van Gogh thing or whatever. Just don't cut your ear off, Kanye. Just, you know, yeah. I feel him. I feel him in every way. He just, there was a line and Bill Cosby was it for me. And yeah. I just can't do it anymore.
Well, he said some shit like, name one genius that ain't crazy. And I was like, I
mean, he's not lying.
Yeah. Like, they is crazy.
The people who hate him who deny that he's a genius because they didn't like Yeezus. And, you know, that's cute or whatever. But I've just seen so many people who claim to not like him or care about him spend so much time talking about him.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a lot of
my thing. I said my piece. I unfollowed ass and I haven't talked about him much since.
Yeah, there's been a lot of revisionist history on the Kanye in the last few weeks. Like, he was never good and all this shit. I'm like, okay. Like, people got to vent emotionally. They need to say what he's saying. And the shit that they're saying isn't, it's a lot less reckless than the shit he been saying. So I ain't mad. And I think also a lot of people got into defending him on a personal level.
Right.
And because he had a sympathetic situation when he lost his mom, and a lot of people can relate to that or at least empathize with that. Lucky for me, I always have been able to separate celebrity and all that shit from just like music. So for me, I've just kind of always been like, I understand that he's crazy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes niggas is crazy, like, I you know what yeah. I mean, like, we did differently because he's black and crazy. Obviously there's a double standard, but it don't make him right because he's crazy, you know. So
and I always defended him because a lot of white people criticized him were never
right,
and to me, you didn't consume his product. I didn't want to hear what to say negatively about him because it was spun off of something you had based off of tabloids or your dislike for the Kardashians or whatever. So I always defended him, especially against people who weren't fans of rap music. And people were fans, I always let them cook. I've never gotten into it with somebody who was a fan of rap who didn't enjoy Kanye. I ignore people who said Yeezus was trash because I just don't agree.
Right.
But I say all of that to say, like, his music to me, if his personality doesn't interfere with my listening, then I'm fine to keep listening. But like R. Kelly, I just know that he'd be singing about young women, so it's hard for me to still listen to his music. If he has some jams, I'm not judging you. Step in the Name of Love came on, I forget where I was, and I was rocking out to it. Yeah. But personally, I can't like support him financially with my little $10 when he comes out with a new album because I think he's gross. And right now, I am really, me and Kanye are beefing right now.
The thing with Kanye though is he crossed the line back during My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, I think, where you couldn't even separate the shit he was saying from his real life anymore. Like,
yeah,
that was clearly him. Like, when he's talking about, you know, hitting somebody, a woman, and going to the cops, and he's talking about cheating on her, but then making it her fault and all this shit, you're just like, but we follow you on the Instagram. We know this really happened.
Right.
So, like, he crossed that line a while back, but I think he's proven something that, you know, like I said, I don't have a celebrity worship thing, so it's kind of just a universal truth. If you're more jamming than your controversy, people just won't stop you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like Greg Hardy keep getting sacks, the nigga will have a job in the NFL till he does it. And people don't care that he's a horrible person. Ray Rice averaged 3 yards a carry that season he got in that trouble, the season before he got in trouble, and the NFL dropped him like a bad habit and no team is gonna pick him up. Mm-mm. Adrian Peterson hit his kids, but everybody was like he could be the leading rusher again, and nigga got a job. So, you know, I just think capitalism kind of speaks for itself with a lot of this stuff. The Kanye, man, is jamming, man. Like, my suggestion, if you don't fuck with Kanye, is to not listen so you don't have to feel bad, because once you listen, it's kind of like, this shit is jamming though, which is a bad feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's bad when you hate somebody but you love their art. It's always like a weird like mix, you know. It's why it's one of the reasons I ain't seeing The Martian. Like, I hear it's good, but I don't like that.
Yeah, don't see it, because I hate Matt Damon's face now, and he ruined that movie for me.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna just be in there like, you motherfuckers.
Yep.
Where the black people at, Matt? Now there is all kind of news surrounding the Kanye.
Oh,
okay?
It is?
Oh, hell yeah. Because he keeping it. First of all, the cover model for Life of Pablo and Shanice Halil.
Okay.
I'll put her picture in the chat. When I saw the cover, I thought it was just a picture of Kim. Because it looks like she got them surgically enhanced cakes.
Oh, yeah, she do look like Kim from the back and the front.
Yeah, I thought, okay, so you just put your wife on the cover because he thinks she's, like, the most beautiful woman of all time and shit.
Which he should. Hi, it's right. His wife.
Right.
Right, yeah, I never understood I never understood the disdain for people mad that he thought she was so beautiful. It's like, that's his wife and he thinks she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Like, I don't
know what to tell you. Yeah.
That only sucks if you put it in the context of his love has to speak for all of us. and it just doesn't, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he does have hangups about race and stuff and all this shit, but that being said, I don't think you get to apply that to marriage. Like, if that motherfucker really, like, who marries a woman and then just walks around like, she all right, like everybody.
Right, right. Do you look at your wife and be like, honey, you ain't shit?
Right.
Like, just because you hate her don't mean he has to. He married her. Obviously, right. He loves her. Or the people who, like, want it both ways with Kanye. Here I go, defending him. It's hard. Ooh, it's hard. So much for so long. It's just so hard. But, you know, like, the people who want to say that Kris Jenner is the most evil puppet master of all time, right, and then also say that Kanye is the most arrogant, awful, do what he wants person, but somehow Kris Jenner is controlling Kanye.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, my favorite ones are the people that say he's miserable now.
Yes. Oh my God.
Like
he's a slave?
Right.
When have you known Kanye to stay in a situation he didn't want to be in?
Right. And when does he not portray miserableness, like, as an artist? You know what I'm saying? As an artist, he's always talking about how he'll never be satisfied. His first album, he's like shitting on the label as he's rapping, like, right, these motherfuckers ain't even want to sign me. This the third deal I had to try to get, man. Dame ain't even want to listen to Jesus Walks.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, the dude will never be satisfied. It's one of the reasons he's a great artist. Is also one of the reasons that, you know, he's not a very likable person for a lot of people. So anyway,
And if he's still in love with Amber, you know whose problems that is? Kim's.
Right. Yeah. But hey, you know, she's making him miserable. Also, the Instagram model thing where people kind of shit on Instagram models probably should stop, because that it works.
yeah, there's people that make literally make a living off of.
I'm not even talking about just that, Karen. I mean, like, this woman got an album cover. There, you know, there's women that are Instagram models and they date all these famous ass celebrity ass niggas.
Yes, they do.
From Instagram, like just right. A DM.
So that mean they out there too.
Yeah, but people shit on Instagram models so hard, like she ain't about Instagram model and shit. And you're like, if it's working, then does it matter what you are?
As if people don't spend the live long day on Twitter advertising themselves. Come on.
Like, just cause your Instagram page not popping don't mean nothing. It's nothing negative about you that somebody, Drake looked at somebody's Instagram and flew them out, dog. It really ain't. Like, that's their thing. But yeah, she said, when your ass gets more publicity than you can imagine or buy, I'm flattered. One of the most influential and talented artists is, she spelled artists wrong. she put that E in there.
See, there's so many other things to make fun of people for.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention married to ultimate queen Bootay. Use my pick. Don't know how or why, but I'm flattered. Hashtag Kim Ye, hashtag Kim Kardashian, hashtag Yeezy, hashtag Kanye West, hashtag TLOP, and then a peach emoji and the two and the hands up emoji.
Wait, he didn't pay her? He just
sound like she didn't know. Sound like she didn't know.
I guess that's the downside to being an Instagram model. You don't have no representation.
But that's true, because Instagram is the one that they own all your shit.
Right.
And they do say that, which is weird too, because like, what if he would took a picture off of, I don't know, Facebook? Like, is there a difference? You know, can Instagram sue Facebook if I post both pictures on there? Anyway,
find out one day. Who knows?
Shout out to her for feeling lucky though. You know, somebody gonna get in her ear to try to make them sue or something, but. That's a lot of good exposure.
Exposure, for mm-hmm. sure.
Even though most of us thought she was Kim.
Right.
Yeah.
Kirk Franklin, black, for criticizing his relationship with Kanye West. That's right.
He sure did.
Kirk is on the album as well.
I told y'all, Jesus is going to be lit, but a lot of Christians has had issues with him for a while.
Because he denounced religion.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so he basically is saying the thing that I've been saying for the last 15 years, that religion is man-made and inherently evil, and he's not religious anymore. He's just focusing on being a follower of Christ, being a Christian, following the word.
Mm. Yeah, so yeah, that ain't going to roll over too well.
Well, did he tell God's property that?
GP wasn't with him.
He left him.
Well, I just feel like he need to dedicate that to recession, depression,
unemployment.
Look, Kirk, even though they hurt you, just smile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Today's a new day, but not the day for you. Kanye West has been making headlines for months with his album Waves, Good Ass Job, Swish, TLOP, but his decision to work with gospel singer Kirk Franklin has caused some major drama. The rapper performed his hit single Ultra Light Beam. Oh, it goes, by the way.
Wait, Kirk Franklin is on Ultra Light Beam?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
It's got Kelly Price, Chance the Rapper, The Dream, and Kirk Franklin. We performed that on Saturday night live. Kanye tweeted earlier this month he wanted his latest album ever to be a gospel album and snapped a photo with the legendary Christian singer in the studio. You know, so Kirk had to take to his Instagram to defend it. I feel like if Kirk has a internet porn addiction, Instagram is probably the last platform he need to be on.
The very last, because they out there, baby.
I want to look at his favorites now.
As long as he ain't on Tumblr,
he might follow us on Tumblr.
Who knows?
He might be like, and on top of that, so he went to Instagram. He had a picture with him and Kanye, and he says, "Kanye is not me, and I am not him. He is my brother, and I'm proud to do life with. No sprints, but marathons, like most of us are on. Before one song was released, I was crucified because my brother asked me to take a picture. Again, no Kanye, you're not good enough? No, that is a dangerous message. I believe we send to the world when our posture is that they have to meet certain requirements before they are worthy to kiss the ring. It says people are not redeemable, forgivable, or candidates for grace. That, my friend, is religious. I will not turn my back on my brother. I will love him, prayerfully grow with him, however long he'll have me and however long the race takes. To a lot of my Christian family, I'm sorry he's not good enough, Christian enough, or running at your pace. And as I read some of your comments, neither am I. That won't stop me from running. Pray we win. Kurt dropped a word. Yeah, good man. I see you, Kurt. I didn't even know he was on that.
Yeah, I mean, he put out an album. I haven't heard it, but it had some sort of title, like, about him being not religious, and people took that to mean that he wasn't a Christian any longer, and that's not what he was saying. He's just done with the rote and the rules, all this man-made imposition that people are putting on religion.
Yeah. One of the things where he kind of felt his career.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he's to the point where he's like, you know what? I got to do me, because every time I do something, it's all these rules, all these regulations, everybody telling you what you can and can't do. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to do me.
Also, Kanye West has a lyric on here where he rapped about Taylor Swift. Where he says, for all my South Side niggas who know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. God damn, I made that bitch famous.
Well, I don't see the lie. Except, okay, this is my thing about that. Mm-hmm. She was selling like billions of records before Kanye interrupted her, because she was stepping on stage to receive like her 6th Grammy or whatever. But he made her a household name. I will say right. that.
For well, sure. I will say this. It does sound kind of fucked up to phrase it that way. According to him, he talked to Taylor Swift beforehand and let her know he was putting this in the song. He also talked to Ray J beforehand about the line he has about Ray J, where he said, you know, him and Ray J love the same bitch. The only difference is I'm rich. I like when you say you want to date a boss nigga or a nigga or RB nigga with a six pack, but anyway, oh my god, that album goes. I'm sorry y'all. I want to listen to it right now. This is so ridiculous. Anyway, so he said that he talked to her, but her people said she was completely blindsided by Kanye's comment and offended. He went on Twitter and said, I did not diss Taylor Swift and I never dissed her. First thing is, I'm an artist, and as an artist, I will express how I feel with no censorship. Second thing, I asked my wife for her blessings and she was cool with it. So I guess for all the people that feel mad for Kim, that he's talking about fucking other women and shit all the time, he runs his lyrics by his wife, runs it by the women he's talking about fucking, I guess. Well, in this case, Taylor Swift. Third, I called Taylor, had an hour-long convo with her about the line. She thought it was funny and gave her blessings. Fourth, bitch is an endearing term in hip-hop, like the word nigga. I don't know that that's true.
No, what he means to say is some of us are so misogynistic, we exchange the word woman for bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I can roll with that phrase.
Yeah. I remember when I read that and I was like, that's not true. And especially not the way he did it. Like, in the context of the sentence, it wasn't even like, that's my bitch, which still misogynistic, but is, you can say that that is an endearing term where you're like, or, you know, Beyonce comes out with a song and women are like, bitch, 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 you see this bitch? Like, like, I can see where you would think that between two women or something, like, context matters. But just niggas calling women bitch, that's never been endearing in general. Mm-mm. Anyway, fifth thing, I'm not even going to take credit for the idea. It's actually something Taylor came up with, which extra to believe, because he started off by saying that he could tell her about the line, but then apparently she came up with it. He said she was having dinner with one of our friends whose name I'll keep out of this, and she told him, I can't be mad at Kanye because he made me famous. So he's, I guess through a third party, she kind of, she didn't come up with the idea for him to put this shit on the album, but
right, you know, she was in on the joke, right, but not the lyric.
He said, that's why music is so fucking watered down right now. I miss that DMX feeling. Seventh, I miss that feeling, so that's what I want to help restore. Eighth, they want to control us with money and perception to mute the culture, but you can see at Madison Square Garden that you can stop us. I think he meant can't, but there you go. So that's the
so she's Taylor Swift denying that he spoke her at all.
Yeah, she, well, her people,
because I
thought still not a direct quote from her,
because I thought I read somewhere that said that she did, he called her and she said she didn't approve of the line because she doesn't speak like that or whatever, but she didn't know it.
Yeah, I saw that one as well. Like I said, I'm waiting on her to say something, because she's a woman with a lot of agency and a lot of reach. If she really wants to come out and say something, I feel like she can. It's her right not to if she doesn't want to, but right, you know, I'm not necessarily offended on her behalf, but I understand why people would be offended, because it's art and it doesn't have any, like, even if she told you it was cool, I can still see people being like, I still don't appreciate him talking about her like that.
Correct.
I would throw this other element in there though. Kind of funny to watch outlets be upset and cover this because it's Taylor Swift,
right?
Of course.
You know, some right, some outlets that let a lot of shit against Beyonce slide last week,
mm-hmm, crickets,
got right up in Kanye's ass on this joint like they was Amber Rose. Like, I'm like, I mean, they couldn't wait to clap back on behalf of Taylor. So I mean, I found that interesting. Didn't really bring it up, don't really care, but just thought it was interesting.
I see you.
Yeah, synced it. Rhyme Fest, Kanye's longtime co-writer, has allegedly quit working with the rapper, taking to Twitter to say that the star needs help in the form of counseling. To which Twitter said, yeah, no shit. Shit.
Right.
We heard the album.
You're not telling nobody nothing they don't know.
We follow him.
Yeah, we're aware.
Yeah,
but I don't follow him, but I knew everything he was saying because it got retweeted in my timeline. So I was following vicariously through other people.
By a bunch of people who don't like him and don't care about him.
Right, but they follow him though.
Yeah. He's so famous, man. I feel like even if you don't like him, you're going to have to talk about him. Mm-hmm. He's that famous. It's a force of nature. Like, and this, and the album being good, that's like, it's unavoidable now, dog.
It's exactly what he says. It's exactly the way Beyonce, oh gosh, sorry. Yeah. The way Beyonce opened up Formation, she knew you was going to have her name all in your mouth, and he said the same thing too. Like, I love Kanye.
Yep. It is what it is, dog. Like, that's this force of nature shit. Like, I doubt I can go through anybody's Twitter timeline I fuck with and not see some about Kanye from the last week or two. And especially after this, the next 2-3 weeks, it's going to be Kanye all day. Think Peace Central. Chicago rapper and songwriter Rhyme Fest has worked with West since his debut album, helping to pen hits like Jesus Walks and New Slaves. However, the artist recently stated on Twitter that he stopped working with West last month. Asked by a fan to start working with the rapper again, Rhyme Fest replied, nah, his mind and spirit isn't right. My brother needs help in the form of counseling, spiritual and mental. He should step away from the public and yes men and heal. I love my brother. I pray for his health, not our entertainment, he said later. So yeah, I guess he's hurt. He says, another person said, all I'm reading is nah, he doesn't want to work with me anymore, so now I'm salty.
Ooh.
Oh, Twitter. He says, okay, if that's what you're reading, LOL, but honestly, I just left last month. Ah, and peep me at my Grammy nomination Tuesday. Oh, shit. Twitter's the best with just shade fest. It's like, I will take your shade and send it right back at you. I'll be on the Grammys on Tuesday. See.
Right, so what are you talking about?
But yeah, he says, yeah, another person said, you wrote Jesus Walk. You can help him, man. You're a wise man. And he said, I love my brother. I pray for his health, not our entertainment. Yeah, it's got to suck to be close to a person going through all this shit. Because as just a fan, I'm praying for the music.
Hopefully Kirk Franklin will give him some good godly counsel and encourage him to go seek professional
help. But not if it hurts the next album, then don't do it, Kirk.
Oh Lord,
give him all the cocaine, fuck his life up.
Oh Lord.
I love the Kardashians. I hope they put them on every show next month.
next season he's gonna be all over it.
Fuck his life up.
If Cocktails with Chloe, straight out of Rehab Edition.
It's worth it. Next album, I want him to come out and just be like, the Holocaust never happened, and gravity is a lie. The Earth is flat. I'm gonna be like, ooh, yes.
I'm not gonna full Hotep and start like talking dissing black women and talk about white women are the queen.
I'm not black no more. I'm like, ooh.
Yes.
I don't believe in race. Yes, Kanye. Yes. Say that horrible shit.
Because I know that album gonna be fire.
Redeem yourself with these bars, nigga.
You download it, your laptop just blow up.
Right. It's too powerful. Oh man. And I can't even put the disclaimer like, but seriously, get help, because I don't mean it. I don't. Everybody know I don't mean it. Nobody really mean it.
Oh, I do.
let that album be whack. People be like, nope. Oh, humanity is fucked up, man.
The one artist that his art isn't therapy for him, it just makes him worse off.
It does, man. It does. Paul, he tweeted out also some other tweets. He says, Paul, the most powerful message of the first century. Now we standing here 20 centuries later because he was a traveler. He was a learned man, not of the original sect, so he was able to take the message to the rest of the world. He was saved from persecution due to his Roman citizenship. I have the right to speak my voice.
So is that the Pablo the album is named for? Do we know which Pablo it is yet?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it's named for.
There's a lot of Pablos.
Yeah, Pablo's identity is, I guess, Paul, the Apostle Paul.
Oh, because somebody who's super, super woke put up Kanye's album covers next to every era of Picasso's art in order, and it seemed that he progressed the exact same way that Picasso.
Wow. That's wild.
I'm like, if he did that on purpose, then Kanye is like a super genius and we just aren't ready yet.
Yeah, I wasn't ready.
He also said, please forgive the profanity and give hugs and blessings to my brother Kirk for standing by me in a few hours the journey begins. So he thanked him for recession, depression, and unemployment. He said, all memes are wrong. The life of Paul, the life of Pablo, ultralight beams, moms, dads, daughters, sons, stand up. Let's dance in the streets. I'm consumed by my purpose to help the world. I write this to you, my brothers, while still $53 million in personal debt. Please pray we overcome. This is my true heart. Which he said, if you guys send some money to his bank account, he will make sure he gets it to a prince in Nigeria. And get the money back to you. So at Kanye West on gmail.com. this is all is fun, all in good feelings. We will all be gone 100 years from now, but what we did, we do to help while we were here. They are calling me the SNL stage now, speak soon. $53 million in debt? Man, I wonder,
he got a couple past due bills, can't get specific.
Yeah, he's like, man, student loans. Some motherfucker.
Who did this nigga go to?
Ain't that the truth? Goddamn.
School of hard knocks, man.
$53 million.
You better have several degrees.
I guess he did say he feel like it's still people that owe him checks. So I mean,
probably is.
Maybe this explains a lot. Speaking of people that owe people checks, $188 Powerball winner Marie Holmes allegedly is being sued by her local pastor
for not tithing.
This time she's not spending $21 million on bailing her boyfriend Lamar McDowell hot sauce out of jail for the fourth time or harassing, threatening his side chick, but a pastor allegedly suing her for $10 million for reneging on a verbal contract.
Oh, she probably said if she won that money, she was going to give the church such and such.
Mm-hmm. The 27-year-old mother of two took home a $127 million lump sum payment following her lottery win in February 2015. Pastor Kevin Matthews says he is experiencing emotional and mental distress.
God is stressed out. You're not supposed to be litigious. It's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
God is stressed.
God can't heal this stress.
God can't meet them needs.
And her backing down from a verbal contract they had regarding $1.5 million to purchase land to build a retreat facility. Because of the emotional distress and mental stress they put me through, I had to start taking more medicine for anxiety and depression due to this situation, said Pastor Kevin Matthews.
No, he supposed to come against that. Thought we wasn't doing that, Pastor.
Nah, he's doing it.
You supposed to come against that in the name of Jesus. What's happening here?
Jesus can't help this.
Well, I'm happy to know that he was seeking professional help.
Maybe he was, maybe he was in his plane and God started talking to him.
No, so, he don't have a plane. If he pressed over this, he's certainly not a plane having passed.
Okay, maybe he was in his
first class.
He was in his Hyundai and God started talking to him, man, and said, hey, you think this all I can do?
How dare he?
Hey, 1.5 million reasons to dare him. He said in a recent interview with Your Web, Pastor Matthew said God led him to her house and he prayed with her. He later met Holmes and ministered to her. Wait, so she won the money and then he went to her house and met her?
Mm-mm.
Really? What? Oh, is that right? She's not wearing... Of course, let's see, Holmes' attorney says she's not aware of the lawsuit or the situation.
Right, because it's not like she's a member of his flock or anything like that. And even that, you're not obligated to do that.
So he says God led him to her house and he prayed with her. So
she need to
he just showed up on her doorstep after she won this money.
Yep, because she's still in the hood. You know, the old girl told her she need to move out the area.
He later met Holmes and ministered to her on several occasions at her new home. So she got a new home.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. He also said he ministered to three other people at her home.
Probably old girl, hot sauce, and the other girl.
He did that pro bono. Then he eventually asked her to consider giving him money to purchase land to build a retreat. He gave her three different amounts that he would need, $1 million, $1.5 million, and $2 million. After several meetings, she agreed to the $1.5 million to help purchase land to build a retreat center that he says he had been praying about for years. Oh, this sounds bad.
Yep, it sounds like he made it up.
Yeah, I don't know if he made it up, but even if that's the way it happened, that sounds bad.
Yeah, you ain't getting nothing in writing.
Yeah.
Hot sauce.
Yeah. Hot sauce. Like, man, look, she gave me my money already.
She got hot sauce in her bag for real. Swag.
Sierra talks relationship with Russell Wilson and struggling with abstinence.
I know that life, sister.
Mm-hmm. While Sierra's relationship with her ex future was completely soured, especially in light of a recent decision to sue him for slander, the singer's relationship with her quarterback boo Russell Wilson is stronger than ever. She spoke to Cosmopolitan magazine and divulged some details of her love life with Russell, as well as how the whole no sex thing is going. When it comes to abstaining from sex, Sierra admits that it's not easy. It's going pretty good. We're hanging in there. I'm not gonna lie. I'm human, so it's not easy, especially when I look at him and I think he is the most beautiful thing I ever seen that I've ever laid my eyes on. To be honest, I'm like, look the other way. Look the other way.
God.
That's what I'm talking about. She also clarified exactly what they're allowed and not allowed to do under the abstinence pact. You get to hug and you get to have a nice good kiss, but you have to be careful not to go too far so you don't end up in the state you're trying to avoid being in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you right now, guys, they doing it everything, but telling y'all right now,
yeah, ain't that the truth?
I've lived this life and it's
a lot of dick sucking,
mm-hmm. fingers in holes, lot of anything but, and you know what, and some butt.
And some
actual sex. I mean, like, I think they have a lot of we're not gonna do it, but hey, we slipped up, and you know what, sometimes you slip up, you know, but the good news is that you're trying.
A for effort.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. I feel like abstinence was way more depraved than me having sex. I like, looking back on it, I'm like, should have probably just had the sex, because the shit I was probably not to go. I started with the right, I had my heart was in the right place, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, my heart was in the right place, but some of that shit, you just like, this gotta be worse than sex.
Yeah, there's a lot of ball jiggling and all kinds of stuff, like, happening in that room.
God, don't look down on us as we change these sheets.
You were like, we might as well have had sex then.
I know.
Just as hard.
Right.
Just as naked. Still, right.
Still up in church feeling guilty, trying to justify it. Like, it wasn't.
Stop reading my email. Like, it wasn't that bad. From 10 years ago.
Right. They're like, why are you walking towards the front? I need some extra praying, man.
Like, are you laying down at the altar every week? Don't worry about it.
Right. I need him to lay some hands on me again, because it didn't take. It's not taking.
When I was studying to be a minister, there were 5 years of abstinence in my life, and I think it's funny, but like, I don't think they're doing like anal and all that. They've probably done some heavy petting that they both feel very guilty about, but Russell really strikes me as one of that, like, they're probably not doing it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say to Nate, no, man, I think they doing it. I like, and not just craved imaginative ways that we can't even fathom, because I mean, these are two of the most beautiful people on the planet,
bringing out toys,
and they're having to be dating each other, and also they're going backwards, so it's not even like they've never had sex before. It's like, these are two people that probably were having like Olympic qualifier level sex, and then
they can't do it like us.
They supposed to go back to just kiss a year? Nah.
No, Russell doesn't strike me as, I don't know.
They fit it in most of us.
You know what? Russell don't like me either, but Sierra seemed like we've seen the video.
I would totally agree with you if they had started their relationship off having sex.
They did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and then he came to her and said that I had told them.
Oh, yeah, that happened with me and my ex-boyfriend, and then we had stopped, and then we broke up.
Yeah, yeah, they doing it. It's okay, cool, yeah. But it's cool, though. It's interesting that they're putting it out there for people to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's ultimately personal, and what happens is, I think they've put themselves in a situation where they really can't come out and be like, well, nah, we fucked, like, twice in the last month, because then people will be like, see, they bullshit. So they talk around it, but you can tell from the answers that they probably fucking, because, like, they'll be like, you know, sometimes it can't go too far, so you don't want to do that. But it's like, oh, I know what that means. Y'all fucked. It's cool.
I ended up in doggy style, and we don't want that to happen again.
You know, every once in a while. Like, he said it a few months ago, where he said, you know, sometimes you still slip. Hey, he was talking to a church, you know, and all. It's like, yeah, that means they had some sex. It's cool. It's okay, everyone. Yeah.
No, I totally agree. I think the point more is that, because everyone's like, well, I don't care what goes on in their bedroom. Well, I don't care what goes on in your bedroom either, but I follow you on Twitter, and now I know.
Right.
So they've put themselves in a position to be a role model. And I think originally when I heard him say it, he was at like a men's conference at a church, youth conference at a church, and that video leaked. So it wasn't like he put himself out there to be like super abstinent Christian guy. It was just people found out, and now they have to be accountable to it, which I'm sure in their women's and men's groups and with their pastor, they probably are very accountable when they have a slip. But to the wide public, they've got to keep this appearance up. And I'm not mad at them.
It's like when Tim Tebow presented his virginity as a thing when he was a football quarterback at Florida. At some point, it takes a life of its own, right? Like, we see you out with attractive women, but you better not show up at press conference talking about, yeah, we fucking.
Right.
Like, we willing to believe whatever you tell us until we don't. So now you're upholding a lot more than just yourself. If you were to come and be like, look, man, I had sex a few times and I'm not a virgin anymore, people would like, because he's not married right now. So it seems like at some point people kind of relaxed on this idea. He has to be this virginal figure, and he stops talking about it. So I guess we've all decided that he's probably consummated at some point, and it's done. But the point being, you know, like, it wasn't up to him to hold up with uphold virginity for everybody, you know. And I think we put a lot of pressure on people once they publicly talk about stuff to, like, uphold it for us all, and it's not fair.
Right, and because it got out there, not necessarily him putting it out there, now that it's out there, they have to constantly address it. And what's funny to me is how I see people who are like, oh, you slut shaming. And if you mentioned that someone used to strip, but it's perfectly okay to make fun of people for, like, wanting to uphold a religious belief publicly. Like, right. That's okay.
And it's consenting. Like,
right.
There's no, like, I don't understand why anybody have a problem with it. The people that weird me out the most are the people that jump in and, like, take Future's side in this parenting dispute shit. And then make it seem like it's so foul that she would be in public with another man. And you know, her child and shit like this, and I'm like, that's not your relationship, number one.
Right.
But number two, like, if, of all the respectability shit that y'all believe in, why wouldn't Russell pass with flying colors as a nigga I want around my baby mama and my son if I'm around all the time? Seem like he would be the guy who he don't want to have sex with her, he wants to marry her, and he stays clean and doesn't do drugs and all that shit. I don't know.
But the other dude singing love songs to strippers and lean and have the baby coming home smelling weed. And this is your hero?
Threatening people on Twitter and shit, but that's cool.
But we're openly making fun of the guy who wants to not have sex with her?
Yeah, it's such a weird thing. By the way, if he was out here talking about, yeah, man, I'll be fucking Sierra all the time, how many people be calling him such a phony?
Oh, you believe
in God, nigga, huh? He helped you win the NFC championship when you were out here fucking? Anyway, she said that he's such an awesome guy, and cool thing is that every day we're growing with each other. We get to have really healthy conversations and focused on each other as people. That is very important to me and him. It's very valuable. We're just enjoying ourselves and going one day at a time and praying and staying positive, being strong here. So, I got this from ballalert.com.
Oh, yay!
Now, there's only two comments, and it's not hating that's Terrell Jones, okay?
Aww.
I know. So, Spencer said, happy for them both. And Slusher says, CeCe's still learning to keep her relationship private. And sorry, but I don't believe that they are abstinent, especially since they have been on vacation together. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, first, I will say this. That's compelling evidence that they probably are fucking. But, so?
Brought to you by the same internet that calls Kim Kardashian a hoe, because we know that she's been on a date and in a relationship with, like, six people.
Yep. So, there you go, man. let's see. Is there anything else I want to talk about with this shit?
I'm going to keep y'all marriage private.
Well, you know me, I don't tell anybody about the sex we're having. It's Valentine's Day and I'm still, there's flowers in the background if y'all don't see them. I got those for Karen last week. Still didn't get any red lobster. So
the red lobster gonna be jumping today.
Yeah.
You got to earn that red lobster.
I'm going, you know what? If I got Captain D's dick, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? That's what the D stand for in Captain D's.
Captain D's, they probably ain't jumping today.
When they fuck me okay, I'll take him out to Captain D's.
The funny thing is, me and Terrellyn had already had plans to go to Red Lobster the night that Formation dropped, and we thought we was doing something by going to the white one. It was so crowded that night. I think she just put it in everybody's psyche.
Dog, as much as I hate, like, I hate lines and I hate crowded places, I wouldn't step my foot in the Red Lobster. I hated Red Lobster before this shit. There's no fucking way I go to a Red Lobster.
I'm craving and it needed to be satisfied, and she happened to drop the song that same day. I'm glad I got in under the wire, because you can never go back.
Never.
I was about to say, we might do Captain Steve's or something like that then. Hey. Good enough for some Captain Steve's.
That's what I want to know now. Did other seafood places in business increase too?
Joe's.
Right. But like, shit, I can't do Red Lobster.
Take your main to Red Lobster, you take your side to Joe's.
Yeah,
it's a crab shack across the street, girl.
Yeah, yesterday I tweeted Happy Side Chicks Day. Cause it's the day before Valentine's Day, and somebody was like, I thought the day after was Side Chicks Day. I was like, no. That's second Side Chicks Day. Like, if you got more than one, then you can take one before, one after. But everybody knows you take the side chick out first. Duh.
See, Peter took Amina out on Saturday. He kicking it with Tara today.
Right.
And the other chick that he cheating on both of them with, he'll be with her tomorrow.
Exactly. You have to think about the math, people.
Oh, somebody said bonefish grill. Yeah, we can do some bonefish.
Yeah, you be boning fish, all right? So in political news,
get that bang bang shrimp, because there's gonna be some bang bang happening.
Political news, Antonin Scalia died. You may know him as Supreme Court Justice.
I thought that was a lie at first, because I was like, well, shit, I had to ask the Facebook, because I was like, y'all know they try to kill everybody. Is this real?
He died. It is real.
Apparently it is.
He was 79 years old, died of natural causes on Friday at a luxury resort in Texas. And I guess first and foremost, I'll just say this. I don't believe in the you can't talk about people when they die shit. Mm-hmm. I also think it's weird that we say you can't talk about people when they die. Like, when is the fucking time? You know what I mean? Like, it's never a time, nigga. Like, when is Ali Ali Oxen free on when I can talk about your evil ass? Especially when you actively just tried to be evil. Like, it's one thing to be like, why you talking shit about, I don't know, Whitney Houston? She never really did nothing to nobody. I get that, right? But this dude really was one of the most powerful people in our country, who had some of the most reprehensible views.
Right.
Who really held us back as a society, you know? Here's some of the things he said, in case you don't know. This is from Raw Story, 12 memorable quotes of Antonin Scalia. One, homosexuality is a lot like murder.
Wow.
The court's opinion contains hints that Coloradans have been guilty of animus or animosity towards homosexuality, as though that has been established as un-American. I had thought that one could consider certain conduct reprehensible, murder, for example, or polygamy, or cruelty to animals, and could exhibit even animus towards such conduct. So, same as murder, polygamy, cruelty to animals.
That's not the same.
Homosexuality is a lot like incest.
No, it's not.
States continue to prosecute all sorts of crimes by adults in matters pertaining to sex, prostitution, adult incest, adultery, obscenity, and child pornography. Homosexuality is a lot like flagpole city.
Oh, he got problems with homosexuality.
Suppose that all the states had laws against flagpole sitting at one time, which they then overturned. Does that make flagpole sitting a fundamental right?
Double entendre.
I know, right?
Because there are a lot of poles that folks are sitting on.
Legalizing same-sex marriage is nothing more than fortune cookie justice, he says. In 2015.
Is it sweet like fortune cookies?
I don't know. The Supreme Court of the United States is descended from the disciplined legal reasoning of John Marshall and Joseph Story to the mythical aphorisms of the fortune cookie. Legalizing same-sex marriage is nothing more than pretentious, egomaniacal fortune cookie justice. In the same descent, he also said, couched in a style that is pretentious as it is content, as its contents is egotistic. Ladies not protected by the Constitution, he said in an interview with a California lawyer in 2011. Certainly the Constitution does not require discrimination on the basis of sex. The only issue is whether it prohibits it. It doesn't. Nobody ever thought that's what it meant. Nobody ever voted for that. If the current society wants to outlaw discrimination by sex, hey, we have things called legislators, and they enact things called laws.
Wow.
Seven, women can't live with them, can't stand having them sit on the Supreme Court with them because they're hysterical, shrieking fetus via viability, redefining banshees.
Some of his co-workers.
Sandra Day O'Connor had already made the mistake of becoming the first woman on the United States Supreme Court. Then, adding insult to injury, she refused to join Scalia's effort to overturn Roe v. Wade and Webster versus Reproductive Health Services in 1989. Always a gentleman, Scalia offered O'Connor some subtle and respectful constructive criticism, describing her reasoning as irrational and not to be taken seriously. This was just last year. Blacks better off in slower schools.
Mm-hmm.
During oral arguments in the still pending affirmative action case, Fisher, Abby. Oh, Appleheaded Abby versus University of Texas at Austin, he said out loud, There are those who contend that it does not benefit African-Americans to get them into the University of Texas, where they do not do well, as opposed to having them go to a less advanced school, a slower track school, where they do well. One of the briefs pointed out that most of the black students in this country don't come from schools like University of Texas. They come from lesser schools, where they do not feel that they're being pushed ahead in classes that are too fast for them.
Oh, you don't know your fucking history. The other schools were created because we were not allowed.
When one attorney argued that his client didn't have to be deported because he was already on parole, he said, "No one thinks your client is abstaining from tequila for fear of being deported. This is an ingenious exercise of the inconceivable." He was talking about a Mexican person.
Oh, no.
You fucking racist.
Number 10, voting rights, the result of peer pressure and popularity contest. During oral arguments in Shelby County versus Holder 2013, Scalia referred to voting rights as perpetual racial entitlements. Very likely attributable to a phenomenon that is called perpetuation of racial entitlement. It's been written about whenever a society adopts racial entitlements, it is very difficult to get out of them through the normal political processes. I don't think there is anything to be gained by any senator to vote against continuation of this act. So you wanted to get rid of the Voting Rights Act. Number 11, executing intellectually disabled people. It's cool. It's fine. He said the fact that juries continue to sentence mentally retarded offenders to death for extreme crimes shows that society's moral outrage sometimes demands execution of retarded offenders.
Wow.
And number 12, he also said executing innocent people is also okay. This court has never held that the Constitution forbids the execution of a convicted defendant who has had a full and fair trial but is later able to convince a habeas court that he is actually innocent. So even if he is innocent and is later proven by another court, that doesn't mean he shouldn't be put to death, because hey, we got a death penalty, guys.
Yeah, fuck him. And that's why people was partying. People got mad, but it was like, he didn't care about brown people, so why should
we? Or gay people.
Right, or gay
men. Or women.
Right, so why should this group of people that he's constantly fought against and shed upon, why should they care about him dying?
Yeah, I immediately photoshopped or memed a picture of Ice Cube from Friday and put Boscalia as my avatar and everything.
Somebody did the crime Michael Jordan face. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a picture of the whole Supreme Court, and they put Michael Jordan's face over his, the crime meme. And I saw The Onion said after a long 30-year battle with progress, Antonin Scalia finally dies.
The Django meme, though.
Oh, Steven hugging. Yeah, they said Clarence Thomas was basically Steven hugging his master during Django when Leo got shot. Look, man, I ain't telling nobody else what to do, but I partied. Cause
and
fuck
I'm
him.
A non-partier, but I'm not mad at anybody who partied.
Listen, soon as I seen that shit, I triple checked the source. Cause I didn't want to get Morgan Freeman. So I triple checked that source. As soon as it came through, I created that meme. I was in the car like, all day. Cause fuck him. What? When do we start doing this shit? I saw so many people that talk shit about this man while he was alive being
right.
Like, well, what about his family? His family knew he was a piece of shit. I guarantee it.
What about all the families of the people whose rights he's been trying to deny?
Right. And it's not even like I'm saying let's round up his family and kill him. I'm saying fuck this dude. He's gone and Earth is better without him. And Republicans are mad. They already talking about, you know, a president shouldn't get to pick who the next replacement is in an election year.
Yeah, fuck you.
Nigga, please. Barack Obama already had released that statement like, oh, we are already looking at the replacements.
Of course.
I got y'all.
And there's already a list of other people who were confirmed during an election year.
Right. Reagan did it. Mitch McConnell said the president alone nominates judges in 2005, but suddenly he don't know no more.
The best tweets were the people who were saying stuff like, look at all of these strict constitutionalists denying the president his constitutional duty right now.
Right. They want to filibuster this nigga? Are you serious? Y'all gonna filibuster it? Cool, dog. I already got my fantasy list of who I want to see. Obviously, number one is Beyonce.
Correct.
You know what I mean? We will work down from there. You know what I'm saying? I understand not everybody's qualified. Also on my short list, some people were saying Michelle Obama. Here's the thing. I don't have any problem with Michelle Obama doing it. I just want the first family to be able to take a break. Right.
Yes, agreed.
That's all. If she wants to do it, then I'm 100% behind her being the person to do it. But as a black person, maybe my struggle, my thoughts about the way the country has treated the Obamas might be a little bit different than other people. But like, I would totally understand that they were like, yeah, we just need a few years off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all motherfuckers are crazy and we were much better than y'all deserved. The other person I had was Eric Holder.
Yes,
yeah, that's who I had.
I would have loved to see Eric Holder get that seat. I don't think anybody I want that I know, you know, already is gonna get the seat, because mm-hmm. you know, obviously all my shit is militant.
You know? Joe Brown,
right?
Yes,
nigga. Judge Joe Brown will be up in there talking about, now Abby, did you do any crack cocaine, you know, back when I was on the streets?
Could you imagine the dissertation paperwork they have to do afterwards, and that is like open to the public? I couldn't even imagine reading that.
All I know is Judge Joe Brown compared everything to back when he was on the streets. That's all I know.
When he was on them drugs.
Dog, he get back to it. It's gonna go back to some crack cocaine. I know that much.
Everything does, doesn't it?
Like, now when you sell an automobile like this for this amount of money, was crack cocaine involved back when I was on the streets? I'm like, here we go, Judge.
Judge Maybelline.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She don't play that.
No, you know who's at the top of my list.
Who's the top?
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy is, you know what? I don't even know what, does Judge Judy still come on?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like it's so many, no offense to all the other judges, but so many pretenders to the throne.
Right. No, right. That's the queen right there.
Yeah. She the queen, dog. She took over from People's Court to make her own
People's
thing.
People's Court comes on and it's this Latina lady. I like her. Marilyn,
She ain't as good though.
But she ain't Judge Judy.
Yeah. People's Court to me was the original judge show. But Judge Judy came in and took the game to another level. So
yeah, she, and people are saying in the chat, she's conservative. I know that, but she's fair.
But she's right. I don't think you guys watch the show. She's fair. And that's what we're about, this fairness. I seen motherfucking Ike Turner on Judge Judy one day. I said, what? He was arguing with a woman about some money he owed her. I was like, God damn. Nothing changes.
And no. I'd like to see a black woman, relatively young and very, very moderate.
I just hope he is a black woman that like jogs all the time, is vegan. You know, like, mm-hmm. I want somebody that's gonna live forever.
100 more years. I've heard Kamala Harris' name being thrown around. She's Attorney General from San Francisco, but she's very, very, very young.
Yeah, I like that idea. I want somebody young and black. Mm-hmm. And hopefully a woman as well. And I want them to just hang around, as in the words of Cardi B, forever.
Forever.
Yes! Spin with it too.
For real. So yeah, man, be mad if you want to, but you know, I'm not. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I'm partying, man. Fuck that dude.
And you know, they already had stuff to say about the president because he didn't have on a tie. I said on Twitter, look, he was about to put on his do-rag and settle in for the All-Star festivities. And then they told him he had to make an announcement. Y'all would have got a cute written statement from me, because ain't no way I was putting my bra back on last night to come and talk to y'all about this.
Right.
Shit, my announcement would have just been a picture of my face smiling. Release that to the press.
And he gave a wonderful eulogy, no politics, just all facts. And of course, oh, he wasn't wearing a tie. Show some respect. Like, he is on vacation.
Oh man, I hope, you know, in my my belief is, or what I hope happened, was that he actually did have a tie on and took it off. I hope he did.
He probably did.
All the little subtle shit that drives conservatives crazy, I hope he's really purposely doing it all.
It just kills me that they think that, number one, that he's not familiar with the Constitution of these United States, and number two, that he hates our country. Like, who in their right mind would deal with all of the stuff that he has to deal with on a daily basis?
And not love this country!
Right, to be the president of a country you don't love?
I feel like him and Michelle Obama high five like Kendrick in the cipher.
Yeah.
The other thing though is it'll probably ramp up the election rhetoric, like people are gonna start being like, we need a serious candidate. You want Trump picking the next fucking justice? Or
right,
you know, but well,
flag Twitter already thinks that Obama had something to do with the death of Scalia, and that they want the autopsy results.
See, now that's why they dumb. It would be Hillary if somebody killed him. I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I was like Hillary is the one that should kill that motherfucker, because she can be like, really? Y'all want Bernie to do serious shit like this? Presidential shit? Like, this is when you need a serious candidate that has put in the time and has a connection. Nobody that Bernie would select as a Supreme Court justice would ever make it through confirmation, because he's such a leftist. It would, like, he wouldn't even be able to compromise at all. He wouldn't even have, like, he'd just be picking like fucking fairy tale people and Bill Maher and shit like that. Like,
so,
right. I would like, you know, I would like Gandalf, you know, whatever, like. So you know, she was, you know, I feel like maybe if you were gonna attribute the conspiracy of killing the motherfucker, I would say Hillary, man. Anyway, not saying she did it, but that's one of the things I actually like about Hillary, is that she might have had some people killed at one point, y'all. Like, I know a lot of, but see, I said the same thing about torture. Like, people always think, like, oh, you guys are so left on this show with this equal rights shit, but I understood the torture argument. I was like, sometimes you gotta torture a motherfucker. I don't know, make me feel better. I don't think it works either.
No, it does not.
I just would like to know if a motherfucker killed some Americans for no reason, he got tortured. Is that such a bad thing? Oh, it is? I'm sorry. I can't run for president then.
No, you can't, sir.
So, yeah. Sometimes you gotta have a motherfucker kill, man.
Yeah, and you can't even run for student council, sir.
I want a president that I feel comfortable being like, if a motherfucker gotta go, it's gonna just turn into an episode of 24. And
well, I think I've just decided on my vote.
Yeah.
For those qualifications.
Yeah. That's how, like, y'all vote on the idealism if y'all want to. I just want open and honest government. Why? Our government is fucked up, man. We shouldn't be telling people all the shit we doing. Country's gonna fuck us up. They find out all the shit we doing. Every once in a while something will leak out where it's like, they recorded all the Russian phone calls. Shit like that. They're like, you know, they, even though it's an ally, they've actually phone tapped France, and they know all that secret information. I'm just like, who's telling people this shit?
Right, just like they phone tapping us. So, you know, because everybody monitoring everybody. People act like that shit ain't real.
Yeah, who's that person that was giving the government secrets and gave it to WikiLeaks and shit?
What's his name, Julian,
yeah, like those people.
Edward
Snowden, yeah. Yes, like, no, nah, man, can't fuck with Edward, man. That ain't cool, dog. Can't be telling people all this secret shit we doing. We are fucked up. That's like, you know, you don't see Russ and them talking about they fucking. Keep some things inside. Anyway, I like transparency. I don't
lie to me.
I like a secret place where we torture people we think are terrorists, even if they're American. That's the government I believe in.
Oh Lord.
We used to have slaves. Who are me to judge?
Look. Who am I to judge? Who are me to judge?
Don't even waste your time writing up over here about this, y'all. Don't even waste your time. I don't believe America could work the way that people think it will.
Yep.
I think it's gonna always be fucked up. So I'll pick people that can manage the fucked up America. All right, let's get into our last game. Let's talk about some guess the race, man. We have a hundred for everything I just said. Anyway, yeah. We have a well-known racist here, so let's see if we can get her to get on the record. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Oh wait, we went right to the bonus round of double the points, double the race.
We just skipped right to the
Guess the race. That's right. That's how serious it is today, y'all. We got bonus round guess the race already. Everything is worth twice as much. Cause
I won every time.
We're dealing with a baller here.
Roger played it and cause I know the song, so we just sing it along. I didn't even question it.
And of course,
we was like, fuck the first round.
Today's automatic bonus round to guess the race is brought to you by Bevel.
So you already won.
Bevel, well, we knew she was gonna get the easy one. So Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. You can go get go to getbevel.com and you can get this whole kit. The starter kit comes with safety razor, shaving brush, blades, priming oil, shaving cream, and cool restoring balm. It all smells good. It all feels good on your skin. I love having a shaving routine. Back in the day, you know, you used to just hit that trimmer like, dang, 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 and then walk out the door. And by the time you get to work, you're like, damn, is this my hair growing back? Is these razor bumps? What's going on with my face? Now you don't have to worry about that anymore. And if you're a little nervous, it comes with this like instruction kit and it takes you through each step. And if you're kind of a person like me that likes a lot of description, a lot of instruction when you're doing something, it helps because it's like, hey, take this towel, warm it up, put it on your skin, open your pores. Okay, now take this priming oil, rub that on your skin, let that sit for a second. You know, all that stuff that you see in movies and stuff, like, you know, turn on the shower. A good time to shave is when you're hopping out the shower. Like, they tell you all this stuff. So if you're nervous, then you're like, I've never used a straight razor before. Oh, not straight. I've never used a razor before instead of a trimmer. Now you can, now you won't be so nervous because they'll walk you right on through it. Check out getbevel.com today. Use code TBGWT to get 20% off your first month. That's getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com.
I have a testimonial. I bought Bevel for my brother and for my boyfriend and they both loved it. Rave reviews. My brother said it was the best shave he's ever gotten outside of a barbershop.
I love it. That's that hard hitting, testimonial, y'all. Let's talk about another close shave. A Tennessee man is arrested for peeing in a Walmart and putting fish in his pants.
Oh shit. Was it fried fish, baked fish?
I don't know. Maybe he couldn't get taken to Red Lobster, so he decided to take it himself.
Ah!
A Tennessee man, he was collared Wednesday after peeing inside of a Walmart, trying to shoplift trout.
Okay, trout.
Mm-hmm, by stuffing them into his pants. David Wiley admitted to the urination but told cops he was not concerned because it was a misdemeanor. Who does that? Yeah, man, I know this ain't nothing but a misdemeanor, so that's why I pissed in here. The wayward Walmart shopper told police he had been drinking and repeatedly reiterated his lack of concern about the crime. Oh, you know what that was. I don't give a fuck. Lack of concern.
They're trying to make it nice.
I have but one fuck left to give.
Ah, you just took it.
Wiley's statements, as well as the direction of the alcohol, led me to believe the offenses were likely to continue, said the arresting officer. I'll pee some more if I can. Just let me drink some Gatorade. I'll be right back. Accordingly, the 56-year-old was arrested for vandalism, shoplifting, indecent exposure, and public intoxication. The warrant says he tried to steal $130 worth of items, with the vandalism damage being around $10. He was sent to Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bail. Yo, is that all? Like, he had $130 worth of trout in his pants? Damn. You must have really liked trout.
How much Walmart?
You like Walmart trout too, so it's not even like Alaskan flown in. Like, it's not like that dude.
Yeah, it ain't like it's gonna be $15 a pound.
Yeah. That, wow. Anyway, guess the race, Nick Jew.
Yes, so this is a Dog Avi anti-formation rally attending white man.
All right. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. I don't think you're ready for this fish belly, Jelly White.
Ah!
Linda Brothers. Black Rouse says, one who favors the three-point contest over the dunk contest.
Aww.
HC says, this nigga Peyton Manning been wilding in Tennessee for years. Put his balls on that fish. Aww. Melanin challenged and... Nemo, white man who found what he was looking for. Well, the correct answer is, and everybody missed it, he was black.
No.
Yep. Where's my boo sound effect? Yeah, here we go.
I was shocked too. Y'all, I forgot we were in the bonus round. All the clues pointed to white. Trout. It wasn't catfish.
You should have known.
It wasn't flounder, whiten.
You should have known something was fishy with this one.
You know, if I weighed the scales a little better.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you know, I knew he was finn get upset, you know. But
Gills on that one.
Yeah, they'll probably, in court, I'm sure he'll plead not guilty.
They'll let him off without a hook.
Moving on to another tale.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
He definitely did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did that shit.
Oh yeah, he definitely, he got that look. I like how that picture included the picture of the trout.
He does. He looks a little fishy.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Why did they put the picture of the trout there though?
You know?
Like, what?
I have no idea.
Oh well, I guess he took the bait. So. All right, let's see what else we got here. Oh, here's one. A school volunteer is in custody after he admits to producing child porn.
Oh.
Yeah, volunteering at the school and producing child porn.
With the children at the school?
With the children at the school, Karen. This happens in Palmer Park, Maryland. Prince George
I'm
County.
So glad I ain't got children. Oh my God, because I'd probably be arrested for going out to the school to show my black ass.
Yeah, let me see if I can get the volume up on this. Where are we at here? No, turn up. There we go. All right, here we go. Let's see here.
Story out of Prince George's County, an elementary school volunteer admits to child pornography charges.
And police say he made these videos during the school day.
Delia Gonzalez is live in Glen Arden with details. Delia.
Very tough story to report and for many parents to hear this morning. Police say students here at Sylvania Woods Elementary School in Glen Arden were targeted, forced to make videos depicting, quote, vile sexual acts. 22-year-old Deontay Caraway being held on $1 million bond, facing charges of sexual abuse and 10 counts of child pornography. Police say there are 10 victims so far between the ages of 9 and 13, and there could be more out there. I'll have much more on his arrest and the other locations in the county where this happened. The school, not the only place. I'll have much more in a half hour. We're
holy
live in Glen Arden. Julia Gonzalez, WUSA 9.
That's right. Like I always say, never trust people that volunteer to be around kids.
First of all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did we lose Nick Jew?
Hello?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. That never trust people that volunteer to be around kids. Anybody that don't have them already pretty much hates them. Anybody that definitely has them already definitely hates them. So, just a general rule of thumb. The audacity to do this shit during school, on school grounds.
Right. During school hours.
Just,
are you hitting them up doing milk break? What's happening here? Right before nap time? I don't understand.
Right. At 9 through 13. So guess the race of Deontay Caraway.
PG County. He's black.
Let's check the chat room. Oh. That resigned black. Check the chat room. Blacker than a pimp's heart at midnight when the money is short. Subway eater white. Black. put down the candy and let the little boy go black. Aww. Creepiest of creep uncles black, the Ryan Coogler of child porn. Aww. I didn't know I couldn't do that white. The tar monkey critter boo. Spike Lee doing the wrong thing. Ashy as hell black. R. Kelly back.
Oh, not the wrong thing.
Yeah, do the wrong thing. The correct answer is, as you guys all knew, black.
Black Deontay.
Wait till you see his picture.
Oh no.
Oh, he got a Cruella DeVille.
Not the Cruella DeVille.
Oh, he looked like he nasty.
Y'all let that be around children. Hair looking like Kwame and shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, mommy, I don't like the teacher from Full Force. Oh.
Baby, what you know about Full Force? Right. When you're playing all the time.
Baby, I don't like it either. I'm sorry.
His Gumby is just, oh.
Yeah, that's what happens when Full Force get too busy.
Right.
Okay.
Like the man that dresses like Troop. Is out here touching these kids. I'm shocked. All right, here's another one. This is let's see, what is this one? Prison dog sniffs out a female guard smuggling kush to inmate. She's now charged with raping after she fell in love, quote unquote.
Holy cow, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. So Rikers Island, a prison guard, correctional officer, charged with raping an inmate and bringing in pot.
Oh, I thought she was charged with raping the dog. I was about to jump out of the chair.
Yeah, that title was, I got the title from Bossip.
What to say? Woo!
The title is from Bossip. I'm not sure of
okay.
Editorial process. Rikers Island correction officer said she had fallen in love with an inmate, was charged on Sunday with raping him and conspiring to traffic marijuana into the jail for her caged lovebird. How does that even, that happens a lot. I guess you fall in love with the people you work with sometimes, you know, you're already there.
You're not supposed to get your meat where you make your bread.
Dip in the company ink sometimes.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Although I do appreciate them finally having a story where they didn't just say she had
a Rikers Island correction officer was charged with raping him and conspiring to traffic marijuana into the jail for her caged lovebird. According to the criminal complaint, the probationary correction officer, Nicole Bart.
Oh, don't freeze.
Said the inmate duped her into a romantic relationship and persuaded her to bring in marijuana. The 30-year-old told investigators the inmate played me for a fool. The complaint states she admitted that she slept with the inmate and later agreed to pick up some marijuana for him. Bartley was arrested after investigators found her in her Bronx home with about 70 grams of marijuana, which she said was intended for her prison-bound paramour. She was released on $1,000 bail and faces up to 4 years in prison for the third-degree rape charge.
Okay, so the actual news clip still did the thing I was just about to say I hate.
Mm-hmm.
Where and I understand it's her defense and they're taking her word for it, which is pretty terrible, but the idea of the smitten woman who just fell prey to a bad man, you're the one in the position of power,
right. Mm-hmm. You're the one in a position of authority, and the inmate, regardless of if they're male or female or transgender, a lot of their rights are stripped away from them.
Right, it's the one place where patriarchy still gets to be alive and well is like, mm-hmm. When you were defending in that courtroom, you'd be like, I'm just a poor woman. Can I get it off? I was in love. Does that help anybody?
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, she said, Nicole, being a fool, had my guard down to this man I thought I was falling in love with. I was in love with him. He used me and played me for a fool. I had sex with him on one occasion in jail a few days before January 30th. I used a condom. It was in the closet in the morning where everyone else was locked in. It only lasted 5 minutes.
I don't believe
Wait, so
you.
Who brought the rape charge?
Well, I think it's automatically a charge of rape if, because inmates cannot legally consent to sex.
Right. They can't legally consent. So, and you're in the position of authority.
Right. And if you reverse genders on this, no one's buying that bullshit of you fell in love and you were tricked. Everybody would be like, get the fuck out of my face.
Hightower's first name was Nicole. What was her last name?
Bartley. 30-year-old Nicole Bartley.
Okay. For my notes.
All right. Guess the race.
Oh, this is a tough one. I'm gonna go with asymmetrical haircut with blonde highlights and a son named Jaden.
Wait, are you saying she has owner of the cut?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. The chat. The chat room says black women who should have black woman who should have tried Steve Harvey's dating site.
Oh.
Yeah, I forget the name of that. Plenty of Fools, I think. thought she could finally exhale, but now she's going to jail. Black. Oh. Hashtag stop white women 2016. The dog betrayed her, his old lover for moving on. Yeah, they didn't get to the part where the dog sniffed it. I guess we already know how it happened, I guess. White woman going through her black man phase, white, mixed. That's what way to hedge your bets, buddy. One who pats her. I just want you to know, if you put mixed, that just to me means you could be double wrong. So you better be right. One who pats her head when it itches because scratching it will mess it up. Aww. Disney princess looking everywhere for her prince. But what race is that? We got a black Disney princess now. She kissed that frog.
She had a job though. She had other things to do.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Won't be taking her boo to Red Lobster black. Civvies from Rainbow black. Black, half white, half Mexican, half black. Hedge and bet, motherfucker. Yes! One princess to black. One princess is black. She don't count. Okay, so you meant white. Okay. Isn't one of the princesses?
She counts.
Yeah, and isn't one of the princesses also, in Aladdin? Yeah. And Mulan? And Jasmine, I don't know, man. I ain't saying they got enough black princesses, but I just feel like that was unnecessarily shady. Black girls can be princesses too. Anyway,
not according to Disney.
The correct answers is black.
You on the road.
Some people got it right. And I'll put the picture of the woman and the dog.
Oh, why? Oh, wait a minute. I missed the whole about the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the dog found the weed in her cunyata.
Yeah, he smelled it. Yeah. Whoever smelled it dealt the drugs.
And I rephrase, Disney didn't care too recently. So I take that back with Disney. But before then, they didn't care about all princesses were white.
Yeah, it's just wild because... You know, I'm a fan of progress. I root progress on.
Me too.
But, you know, I think some people hold a grudge forever. So it just ain't gonna matter. But, you know, when I see Disney trying to be diverse, when I see Marvel doing a better job.
I ain't mad at them.
To me, I kind of applaud it and just hope they continue to fight, go along that line and to make it even more diverse and more room for people.
Because don't you want all the money?
But, you know. Sometimes people that ain't enough, so I just, you know, I understand if you're mad that it's not enough black princesses. I ain't trying to tell you it's enough. I just want you to know that.
Especially when she spent most of the movie as a frog.
Right. So I ain't trying to argue with you. I just want to be clear. You know what I'm saying? For somebody right up here like, but it was one time. Nope, I get you.
We understand it's underrepresentation, and your baby girl, she a princess.
Right. Just remember, I'm the same person that advocates for torture, so just... I don't know.
And feministesis.
And I'm the feministesis.
Feministesis.
All right, sword ratcheting this time.
I know it sounds so long and painful, don't it?
Yeah, I think I'm frozen in the chat. Okay, yeah. Let me refresh real quick.
I know I see me moving.
Yeah, it's cool. I know you don't care about me.
It's not that.
No, no.
Me and Karen was just getting information.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And I didn't realize you wasn't moving.
Oh, wait, this McAfee has blocked your PC for making a risky connection. What? What does that mean?
I don't know.
You better connect back to this shit. I don't know what you're talking about. Know. Was a risky connection on the other thing? Anyway,
it,
I'm back.
Is it risky? Ooh, they need to tell us something.
Was Local 8?
Risky?
Local8now.com risky? Anyway, Lexington, Kentucky man accused of trying to behead his girlfriend with a sword.
Oh, shit.
A man arrested at a Lexington home is charged with attempted murder after police say he tried to cut off his girlfriend's head with a sword. Covenant police say they were called to the home at 2 a.m. on February 6th for a report of an assault with injuries. A woman told police she got into a fight with her boyfriend, Terry Phillips, 39, guess the race, black, which turned violent. The police told the woman told police that Phillips took a samurai sword from the home and tried to cut her head off.
Shit.
And now I'm not saying I wanted him to succeed, but it is very odd that she was able to tell people that. If he was obviously not very good at cutting people's head off with swords, is what I'm saying. The woman was taken.
Brother.
Huh?
I said his brother right here.
Yeah, that's the guy. I mean, I would be shocked that he owns sharp instruments looking at his haircut myself. You know what I mean?
Because he don't use them to cut his hair.
Like, you have anything sharp in your house? Walking around like that. Good for you. Good for you. I said that about Kanye naming one of his song Waves. Because remember when he was... Remember when he was mad about... but remember what, you know, in addition to the hair, but remember when he was remember when he was mad about them calling him a gay fish?
Yes.
No, it's good that he came all the way around on that, man. Live your truth, Kanye, is what I'm saying. The woman was taken to the hospital for serious injury to her shoulder. She's expected to survive. Police located Phillips at home, and he was arrested and charged with attempted murder and assault. So. There you guys go, man. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
This Valentine's Day edition.
I hope you earned that Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Or Captain Steve's or whatever your favorite seafood joint is.
And don't forget The Walking Dead comes back tonight.
Yes, I'm ready at 9. Rick and Emma.
Yep. NBA All-Star tonight as well. Black History.
Yes, I'm ready for The Walking Dead because when they end... That little badass boy who couldn't say, she was like, mama, mama. I was like, yeah, you gonna talk when the wrong time to talk.
Nick Ju, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a blast for me because I am still a huge fan of y'all's show. And it's just, I love coming on. But I also just want y'all to know that I listen all the time and I just love y'all. Love you.
Same here, man.
Just so you know, I remember you posted on Twitter how, you know, she listens to us. And, you know, when other people come on the show, how we just gush up with them and stuff like that. And but just know, you're the number one.
I'll be seeing y'all have new guests on, just falling in love with people all in front of me. It's fine.
Well, you know what, we'll always take you out February 15th. You ain't got to worry about that's your day.
All you girls,
we gonna see you tomorrow. You. Girl,
all you, we love you.
You already took the day off and everything.
I'm ready.
Put on your red dress.
I got hot sauce in my bag.
Well, until tomorrow, we'll talk to you guys again. I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.